Baal Abba says, I said, I heard a shiur from Rav Shach. So I said, well, what sugya? So I tell him, Kiddush Naf Yagimel. So I said, oh, he said this and that and the other thing. So I said, how do you know? He said, it's printed in a sefer. That's by me also. All the shiurim are printed in my sefer. I have nothing to say anymore. Okay, I looked back at the Minchas Chinuch this morning. The Minchas Chinuch makes that suggestion. Here, the Gemara has a brisa that Gonav Kilayim Utvach Amechara is Chayv Dalad Dehek. So the Minchas Chinuch has a horror. What kind of Kilayim is it? Is it Kilayim from a Kevis and an Eis? So Yechayv Dalad Dehek on a Kevis or an Eis. Say Kvas and Eis, and that's a set. So then you'll be chayv dalad v'hem. So he says that's good. But let's say it's kalayim from a kebis and a different behemah dak. Let's find from a shore and a different behemah. So then it's going to be a chatzi shore and a chatzi not. So first he raises the possibility, like I mentioned yesterday, that it should be like a seb, afilu mitza seb, and again to the din of zra l'chayayim ha'keva. But again to kisi adam, if it's a seb, afilu mitza seb, what are you going to do? Cover up half of the dam. If the animal that I shechted is a chayiv yov a miktas chaya, so then you chayiv and kisei adam. You can't split. You can't say that the dam is half chayiv. It's not. Let's say you'll make a blood transfusion. You take out all the dam from a chaya and you put in dam behemah. And then you shecht it a minute later. So you're going to say, well, it's dam behemah, so you're not chayiv kisei adam. No. It's not that the dam chayah is chayah. When you shech the chayah, you chayv to do kisei adam. When you shech chayv yof, you chayv to do kisei adam. It's not a din in the dam. It's a din in the animal that you shechted. So if it's a miktsas chayah, if you hold like that opinion anymore, like miktsas chayah is chayiv, so there would be a chid kisei adam on all adam. What are you going to say? Let's say chaylev. Chaylev is also by behemah and by a chayah, it's not also. So if you have an animal that it's mixes chaya, mixes behema. So it's the properties of the chelab of behema is different from chelab of chaya. It's the same thing. Chelab of behema, chelab of chaya, the same properties. In a behema it's also, in a chaya it's mutas. So if this animal is a mixes chaya, mixes behema, so the chelab is also. What are you going to say? Half of it is also, half of it is mutas, all the chelab is also. But if you have zrola chayayim hakeva from an animal that's mixes chaya, mixas behema, then the Gemara says you only have to give half. The kohen only deserves half of the maton. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch suggests. That maybe here it depends what kind of kalayim. Says yechayv dalad hay. So first he makes a suggestion. If it's a kalayim, a hybrid between a kevis and an eis, so then they're both chayv and dalad hay. So that's kalayim. So you'll be chayv dalad hay. But if it's a kalayim between a seh and a different animal, or between a shor and a different animal, and the other animal is not chayiv in dalad v'hei, so then first he suggests you should only be chayiv to pay half dalad v'hei. And then he raises the possibility that you shouldn't be chayiv at all, because the Gemara says, even though we pass chamisha bok v'afil chamisha chatzoi bok, but you need a tvoch kula b'ina. So if he only shechted half an animal that's chayiv in dalad v'hei, the other half of the animal you're not chayiv in dalad v'hei. Like a shor shel shnei shutfim, the Gemara is going to say it in the next daf. A shor shel shnei shutfim, and I stole the shor, and I'm one of the two shutfim. So I take the shor that belongs to both of us, the shutfis, and I shecht it without your permission. So half of the shor is beheter, I have a right to take. I only stole half of the shor. Or let's say, shnei shutfim shegonvu. So the Gemara has also an ayin chesen and beis. So the din is that the Tovach HaMachar is one of the exceptions to the rule that you chayiv afilai de shliach. Usually you say in shliach l'dvar avere, ma'tlich ha'mechira, that's an exception to the rule that you are chayiv afilai de shliach. So if you have shnaim shegonvu, and then one of them shechts with the approval of both, but they have to both hold on to the knife and shecht zigzag back and forth, no. If they both make up that I'm going to shecht, or both make up that a third person is going to shecht, we bring to a shechet. It's also chayiv. So let's say shnaim shegonvu, and what are the two shechts that I'm here for both of them, then they're going to eat it. So since the shechita wasn't here for both, so the both chayiv, they split the dal behe, they both pay together. What happens if they both shnaim shegonvu, and one of them shechts believer shoes of the other ganav? So then the Gemara says, he's not chayiv, half dal behe. That's in the case where hoyde lechet ben ashutvim. But over here you have to have a tvacha kula bina. So here it's the Gemara says that you're not chayim. So that's what the Menachas Chinuch raises a suggestion that maybe over here the brisa that says ganav kalayim tvacha or mechora is going to be chayiv. He raises the possibility it should only be if it's a kalayim between a sekvasim and seizim, between a kevis and an eiz. But if it's a kalayim between a kevis and a different min, or shor and a different min, so it's only half of the behemah has a chiv dalveh, half of the behemah doesn't have. Not only does he think that maybe you should only pay half dalad behay, he thinks maybe you pay zero. In this case, I should apply the rule of tvachu kulo bi isura binam. You have to have that the shechita of the whole animal should be mechayiv. If the shechita of half of the animal is not a mechayiv because it's a different min, then lechayiv there shouldn't be a chiv dalad hay at all. Okay, so that's a strong hair. It's a very strong hair. Nachum, so what were we learning yesterday? The Gemara was bothered with their kasha. How can the Braisa say, Gonav Kilayim is Chayiv Dalet Vehei? Kilayim, here, what is it? 6 lines from the bottom of the Yom. The Gemara quotes the first line in the Braisa. Originally, they quoted the Braisa for the second half of the Braisa. Gonav Treifa Mechora Misham Dal Vehei. Why does it say Gonav Treifa Mechora? Why not Gonav Treifa Shchotah? It sounds like it goes like Reb Shimon, that Shchita Shein Vuyelav Shema Shchita, that if Gonav Treifa Utvacha would not be Chayiv because it's a Shchita Shein Vuyah. And nonetheless, you're Chayiv on Mechora. Why? Because you don't, not like Reish Lakish, you don't darshan the Hekish Kol Sheyeshna B'Tvicha Yeshna M'Mechira, Eina B'Tvicha Eina M'Mechira. That's Reb Yechanan quotes. That was the whole discussion until now. The other Gemara said, but what about the first half of the Braisa? The first half is very problematic. The Gonav Kilayim V'Tovach HaMachar is Chayiv Dal Vehei. What happened to the binyanav of Rava? Rava has a binyanav. So what does the binyanav mean? There's one pasuk where we see clearly from the mashmoyos of the Lashon HaPasuk that the word seh has a certain halachic connotation. Seh below kalayim. Kalayim is not included in the word seh. The pirush amilos of seh should be included, but based on the context of the pasuk, or the parsha, we see that kalayim is not included for some reason or another. So, just like over there, the word seh has the connotation, so whenever the word seh appears in Chumash in a halachic context, we assume it has the same connotation, that seh v'lo kilayim. So the Gemara asks the kasha here, nu tovach ha-machar, it says shor v'seh. So why don't you say that seh is l'mutik kilayim? So the Gemara says, no, this binyanav, well, this thesis points that this case is really a little different. Maybe it's only if it says seh alone. Here it says shor v'seh. So maybe it doesn't necessarily have that connotation. That's what Tosis suggests on the bottom line on the Yom. Rav Yishloimer, perhaps Milsa de Rav Leif Melahechad Echsiv Selechut, Allah Echsiv Nami Shor Osa Tvach HaMachar. Maybe here the opinion of Rav doesn't apply. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. Gemara Fek Takasha, the Rav has a binyan of that just like over there, in Mokka A, the word Seh has the halacha connotation Seh Prat Leklayim, based on the Mashmois of the Parsha, so too, somewhere else, where it says the word Seh and Chumash, it has the same halachic connotation. So the Gemara is going to discuss, where is the somewhere else? So Taisa says, before you go to discuss where's the somewhere else, where's the original place? Where's the original pasuk? So Taisa quotes Rashi, and also the Ezbeno. The Rashi says, Perek Asu Ezbeno, Pirish Kones, David Bin Yinam, Lechsiv Shok, Sek Sovim, Seh Izim. Where is that? That's by the kosher animals. And the Chumash lists off the kosher animals. So it says there, the simple reading of the pasuk is that it's a say ksavim, we say izim. The word seh has the connotation of both parents are ksavim, and the both parents are izim. So the mashmas of that pasuk is, does it mean that if you have a kilayim, you're not allowed to eat it? No. You're permitted to eat kilayim. Let's say someone's going to make a hybrid between a kevis and an eiz. They're going to have a vlad that looks half like a kevis, half like an eiz. If a kevis is a kosher animal, an eiz is a kosher animal, so the hybrid is going to be kosher also. A kevis is good for a korban, an eiz is good for a korban. Kalayim is no good. That's you have a gzeres hakosav, a pasuk. But here, by kosher animals, you don't have a gzeres hakosav, that kalayim is also. Thus you say, lo'secho kol toyevo, kol shetiyavti lecha harei v'val toycho, that since you violated the iser of breeding one animal with the other, and you came out with this blood, so you're not allowed to eat it, so the Gemara raises that question. In Perakol Abbas, in the end of Perakol Abbas, Gemara has a whole machlokes hatanaim. How do you know that basa b'chalav is also b'achila? It never says in Chumash. It just says loy sevashal b'dei b'chalav. It never says that you're not allowed to eat it. So the Gemara gives different tanoim have different suggestions. How do you know that it's also b'achila? So one of the suggestions is because it says one tana says because it says l'sechu kol toyeva kol sheti apti l'cho harehu bebal toicha. That's how I know that basa b'chalav is also b'achila. The Gemara says, wait a minute, kol sheti apti l'cho. So what about kilayim? The Gemara has a whole list of kilayim. What about kilayim? You're not allowed to breed together kebis v'yeis, and if you do breed it together, you may eat kilayim. So why don't you say kol sheti apti l'cho? So the Gemara explains why it's not correct. The Gemara explains why it's not correct. So it's not that Rashi is saying that you learn out from A to B in the binyanav, just like in A and the parasha of kosher animals, it says six of him say izim, and the word there has the connotation velo kilayim. What do you mean it has the connotation velo kilayim? That kilayim is not kosher. It's not true. Kilayim is kosher. No, it just says you see from the pirush hamilus, no halachic. It's not really halachic connotation. You just see the pirush hamilus of seh means ksavim, that both parents are ksavim. The seh has the connotation of izim. If you have a kebis with an A's, will be mixed, the hybrid, and they'll give a birth to a vlad, the vlad won't be called a seh. From the mashmos of the pasuk, you see that the word seh, it's not really halacha connotation. You just see, because over there by kosher animals, it's kosher if it's klaimos, so you're allowed to eat. So Rashi just says, you see that the word seh has that meaning. So from there, I'm going to learn out to all other places. That's Rova's memory. Any other place where it says the word seh has the connotation lehotzia saklai. So Gemara wants to know where is the other place. Obviously, it's not sure if it's said by Dalad Vehei. By Dalad Vehei, the price says, Gonu kalim tvocha mechora eschayb Dalad Vehei. So it's not over here. Taka, why isn't it over here? Why doesn't the binyan Abba Rova apply? So Tosfos says on the last line, perhaps Milsa de Rova loyit malahech dichsiv sel. Lechud avlochik siv nami shor. Okay. The text explains why the binyan av does not. You don't say just like in A, so too in B. So where does it apply? So you're going to tell me, oh, it tells you that by korbanos, you can't bring a korban because it says shora keseves ki voled. It doesn't say over there seh. That's not a good makom. What are you going to say by chreis? Some of the by korbanos, it says you bring a korban pesach. That also says, but of course, it isn't tikochu. But does it? Where does it say seh? I don't know. Let's say by korbanos it says somewhere seh. So you're going to say, you learn out from this binyan av that by korbanos you can't bring kilayim. No, that's not the lima. The Gemara says the lima that you can't bring kilayim is shora kesev. Prat le kilayim, always prat le nidme. It's a different pasuk. That's exeris hakos of a miut. Always a miut. Sometimes always a riba, sometimes always a miut. So the Gemara says, you don't need the binyan av. It's not that it's learned out through the binyan av of Rava. So the binyan av of Rava, learning out from A to B, wherever B is. So B is not Dalad Vehei. It's not true. The Bryson says, Gonam Chalam Tuach Mechor Chayv Dalad Vehei. This explains why it's not true, because there's Shorvisa, okay? Nor does the Binyanav come to teach you by Akrobas HaKorbanos. I don't need it to tell me Akrobas HaKorbanos. There's a separate miyut over there that it's no good. So what do I need it for? So maybe I need it to tell me that it's not even by Maisa Behema as a Korban, which you're makriv on the mizbeach. Sometimes you have ma'aseh behema, and you can't be makriv on the mizbeach. Let's say you include your machnas ledir lehisaser balimumin in shleimim. You take everything in. If it turns out that the lucky winner, the asir yer kodesh l'Hashem, is a balmum, so it's a balmum, so it's not korv on the mizbeach. If it'll turn out to be a behema to me, so you will be makriv on the mizbeach. So maybe I would have thought, true, if you have kilayim, you can't be makriv on the mizbeach. But you should be machnes lit ledir lehisaser. You should include it in the corral and let them go like bali mumin. You can't be makriv, but you still include it. And if it turns out to be ma'aseh behem, it'll be ma'aseh behem. You'll eat it b'mumay. So the Gemara says wrong. I have a yafusa kol hashiyav tachas hashav to asiri yir kodesh l'Hashem. Have a yafusa tachas. There it says tachas by nichnas ledir lehisaser, by including it in the corral to determine which is going to be the Asiri Yer Kodesh. It says the word tachas, and here it says by korbanos shivas yam yer tachasima mishimina b'hol yiratzu the korbanish al Hashem. So I have a gzereshov tachas that you're not even machnes it l'dir l'hisaser. If you have an animal that was born in the course of the year and that animal is a kilayim, you're not machnes l'dir l'hisaser. So maybe I need it by pchor. By pchor there's also such a split. The Bchor is Kodesh Meirechem. And then there's a mitzvah on the farm and mitzvah lahagdisha. In addition, it's Kodesh by itself, even if the farmer doesn't say anything. In addition to that, there's a machlekes satanayim and the Rambam Pastan that it's a mitzvah lahagdisha. The Torah never quotes that mitzvah lahagdisha. That's what the Noisen Kelim asks. How come the Torah doesn't quote? So the Pashtus perhaps is the Torah is only writing the dinim that apply bizman hazeh. Bechor behemah Torah exists bizman hazeh. If you have a Jewish farmer, so we recommend it's a mitzvah that should make a shut v'sakim that he shouldn't have the headache of Bechor behemah Torah. If he doesn't make a shut v'sakim, then there will be a din of Bechor behemah Torah. It'll be matnas kahuna. Bechor has two dinim. It's matnas kahuna and it's a korban. So bizman hazeh we don't have a mizbech. He can't be makrivin on the mizbech, but it's still matnas kahuna. So you have to give it to a kohen. Wait till it gets a mum. And then the kohen eats it. You don't have to be paid it. The two karbonos that don't need pinyon are b'chor and ma'isa behemah. They don't need any pinyon. So let's say if the b'chor is kodesh meirechem, then the Rambam paskim is mitzvah lahagdisha. So apparently the Torah holds that he doesn't quote the mitzvah lahagdisha. Apparently, or perhaps, can't say apparently. Perhaps he thinks, not apparently. Take it back. Perhaps the Torah thinks that the mitzvah lahagdisha only applies if you're going to be makrivit on the mizbeach. The man is that we're not makrivit on the mizbeach. So the mitzvah lakdisha doesn't apply. You want to add Tosefis Kedusha. The original Kedusha is Kodesh Me'elov when it's born. The mitzvah lakdisha is to endow it with an additional level of Kedusha. That's only if you're going to be makrivit on the mizbeach. But bizman hazeh, no one's the Torah is writing a sefer for bizman hazeh. The Rambam writes all the dinim as if the Beis HaMikdash is still kai. And then he tells you here and there, he tells you which dinim don't apply. So right here, the Rambam didn't say that bizman hazeh is no mitzvah lakdisha. But there's another Rambam. There's a Rambam in Hilchas Nedarim where he talks about Hatfasa, where it would appear from the Rambam there that he holds that the mitzvah lahagdisha only takes effect when you're makrivit on the mizbeach. Even bizman hamigdash, and you're going to be makrivit, and the Rambam would appear that the mitzvah lahagdisha, the Tosefes Kedusha, is only chal later. It's not chal tekevian. It's only chal later after you actually makrivit as a korban. So maybe that's the reason why the Torah didn't quote it. So again, so by the Bchor Behemah Torah, there are two parts to the story of Bchor. It's Mamon HaKoyin, it's one of the Choftal and Matnas Kuna. And it's also a Korban that's Korba Gabi HaMizbech. So this I know on my own, that if the Bchor, which is Kodesh Merechim, born by itself, if it turns out to be a Kilayim, if it was a hybrid, turns out to be Kilayim, I know you're not going to be Makrif on the Mizbech. Shora Kesev Pratel Kilayim, that's a Din in all Korbanos, can't be Makrif. But I could still say it's like a balmum, that it's Kodesh Meirechem. When it's born, it's Kodesh Me'elov. And you're not allowed to be makrivit, but you give it to the kohen, he's going to eat it. Kilayim is muta b'achila. You don't say, L'sechel kol ta'eva kol shati afti l'cho. It's going to be muta b'achila. So that's why the Gemara needs a separate pasuk. Ila b'chor, do I need the binyanav of Rava to tell me that just like by A, so too by B, just like by A, wherever A is, we're going to get back together again to that. Just like by the original place, A, the word seh has the connotation of seh below kilayim, so too by B in the other case, what's the other base? What's the other case? It can't be dala behe, the din is not true. It can't be karbonis, I have a mafurish, a pasuk, I don't need a binyanav. Shora kesev is a miyud. It can't be by lahachnisa ledir lehisaser, I have exereshovet tachas tachas. It can't be bakbor to tell me that what? That you're not makrivit? I know you're not makrivit. To tell me that it's not even a matnas kahuna, that you don't have to give it away to the kohen. I know that anyway, because havara, it says, v'havarta kol peterechem l'Hashem. And there it says, kol ashiyah v'tachas ha'shav. It has a shavah that says that if it's kilayim, it doesn't have the din of b'chor at all. Not only is not kor v'agabi ha'mizbeah, it's not even a matnas kahuna. So where do I apply this binyan av of Rava, that just like in Pasuk A, the word seh has the connotation of prat l'klaim soto in Pasuk B. The Gemara finally says, oh, if a pinyon petach hamor, that the Mishnah says in Bchoris, they can't give pinyon petach hamor with kilayim. So what's the mocha for that? So the Gemara says, the mocha is, that's how we pass in la'alocha, like that Mishnah, you cannot do pinyon petach hamor. You can do pinyon petach hamor with tuna fish in a can. You can do pinyon petach hamor with shlokas, the Gemara says, with cooked vegetables, if you give bishavyo. That's what the Gemara, if you give the full value of the petach hamor. But if you want to get away with giving much less, the petach hamor is worth, let's say, $100, and you're giving a seh. That's only worth $5, so that's legitimate. It's muta lahatchila. That's only if you give a seh. So the Gemara says, and the word seh, the Tanakhama, that's how we paskin based on the Mishnah. The word seh, based on this binyan av Rava, the word seh has the connotation prat l'klayim. You can't use You can't use kalayim for pinyan petach hamor if it's not going to be b'shavim. If it's going to be b'shavim, you can give shlokas. He's talking, you're not going to be b'shavim. So Tosis asks the kasha here, the Tosis Zebona Av, asks the kasha, if you look there in Choras on that Mishnah, on Daf Yud Beis, where it says, Ein poidim loy be'egel v'loy b'chay v'loy b'shchut v'loy b'treif v'loy b'klaim v'loy b'kui. All of these. So the Gemara seems to, so Tosis points out like this. Chaya and Egel is not a seh. I don't need any big genius, yalfusis. You don't need any miyutim or ribuyim or anything. It says tifte b'seh. So an egel, a seh is a behema daka. An egel is a behema gasa. So of course it's not a seh. A seh means a behema daka. A chaya is bechlal not. It's not in the parsha. A seh is a behema daka, which is a behema and a daka, not a chaya. So egel and chaya is excluded without standing on your head. You don't need any yalfusis for that. So the whole question is, how do you know all the others are no good? So let's say Taisa says shchuto and treifa. How do you know shchuto and treifa is no good? Is that b'mash ma'usa dekro, that the word seh means behema daka, living behema daka? And a geshacht and a behema daka is not included, that's what I would have said. A geshacht and a behema daka is not called seh. So Taisa proves from two gemaras that that's not true. That shchuto is not b'mash ma'usa dekro, it's not that the word seh. The meaning of the word seh means, the meaning of the word seh is loy egel velo chaya. Because an egel is a behema gasa, and a chaya is a behema, and a chaya is a chaya. It's a different kind of an animal. But the word shchuto is not excluded from the word seh. How do they prove that that's true? So they had two gemaras. So one gemara was from Yumedap Memtes, Perikot Tzilo, that's in the Tosis here, on Ayin Zayin Mebeis. The par filo shochet kari par. Even a geshachta animal is called a par. So geshachtan animal can be called a seh too. So the miut that shchuto is not acceptable unless you pay the b'shavyo, shchuto is not acceptable for pinyan petach hamor tifta b'seh, must be some yalfusa. It's not the mashmuusa de kro. How about the word treifa? What's with the treifa that you can't use a seh treifa for pinyan petach hamor? That's the mashmuusa de kro, that the word seh has that meaning? No. If you steal the behema treifa and you shecht it, it's a machlek zepshim in the rabbanim. But the shechita shenivu yishma shechita la shma shechita. It's a machlek yishchita shenivu. Why doesn't somebody say the word seh? Sure, seh. It means below treifa. So obviously nobody holds like that. That's not true. The word shorva seh means treifa also is included in shorva seh. So you can't say that treifa is excluded by mashmusa dekro. Otherwise you throw out the whole, what are we wasting our time with shechita shenivu yishma shechita la shma shechita. A treifa is not called shorva seh. The Taisa says these two, Shchuto and Treifa, are not Mimash Ma'usa Dikros. Not that the Pirish Amilus of Seh. The Pirish Amilus of Seh excludes right away Egel V'chaya. So I don't need any more Yafusis for that. That's clear. But how did you know to exclude Shchuto? How did you know to exclude Treifa? How did you know to exclude Kilaim? Maybe Kilaim should be included. So that's what the Gemara needs over here. That's what it sounds like. Our Gemara sounds like it says, you need the binyan av avrove to exclude those three. Shchuta, treifa, and kelayim. So Tosis now has a kasha. If you look there in the Gemara Mchoris on Daf Yud Beis, on that Mishnah, when the Mishnah says all of these are not acceptable for pinyan petach hamor, so the Gemara doesn't say rove's binyan av. The Gemara says there it's a gzera shova. Nemekan seven nemalahalon, se malahalon, prat l'chol advarm ho'elu, to the exclusion of all of these, shchuta, treifa, and kelayim, I don't need a Gzereshova to exclude Egel and Chaya. Egel and Chaya is no good because it's not Mimash Musa de Kro. It's not included in the word said. That you don't need any Yafusa. You need a Gzereshova to exclude the others. The Gemara sounds like it puts together all of them. So Tosha says it's Agav Grora, they mentioned it. But really, Egel and Chaya doesn't need any Yafusa. So the question is, how did you exclude Shchuta, Treif, and Klein? So our Gemara sounds like it says that Kalayim is excluded based on the Binyan Av, and that Gemara in Pcho'eris says that it's excluded based on a Gzera Shava. So which is it? So Tosis splits. So they say our Gemara is only talking about Kalayim. To exclude Kalayim, I need the Binyan Av of Rava. And the Gzera Shava goes on Shchuta and Treifa. Shai. Because they had a steer at one Gemara and another Gemara. One Gemara says the Binyan Av, one Gemara says Gzera Shava. So it's astira, so the teretz is half of the things are excluded because of the gzereshova, and half of the things are excluded because of the binyanav. What's the logic over here? So Tosis explains. You're learning out, where is the Gzera Shoven? You're learning out from where? So Tai says, you look there in the Gemara M'chares, Daf Yud Beis, and that Mishnah, the Gzera Shoven is from Korban Pesach. That it says by Korban Pesach, Se Kvasim, Se Izim, Se Kvasim, what does it say? Mera Kvasim, Mera Izim Tikvachu, Sela Beisav, Sela Bai, says Se, and then it says, Mera Kvasim, Mera Izim Tikvachu. So the understanding is, Mera Kvasim, Pashup Shat, from a herd of Kvasim, and Izim from a herd of Izim. So the Gemara understands, no, Mera Kvasim, the Se that you're bringing, Sela Beisav, should be Mera Kvasim, both parents should be Kvasim, and Mera Izim, both parents should be Izim. That's how the Gemara understands. I don't need that limud. Minakvasim, both parents should be kvasim and menoizim. Both parents should be. I don't need that to tell me that it's possible for Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is a carbon like all the carbonas. I know all the carbonas are not korban the mizbech if they're kelaim. That's sure okese pratlik kelaim. So why do I need another pasuk minakvasim plural menoizim that both parents? I needed only lalame l'shamekaim to set up this binyanav. So the binyanav is. I said the gzeres shava. Okay, the Gemara said gzeres shava. So Taisa says Gzera Shava, Gemara M'chore says Gzera Shava. But just like over here, the word se means prat l'kilayim and prat l'shchut and prat l'chaya, all of these things, egel l'chaya, no, anyway, from the word of tifta b'se. But shchut treifa and kilayim is based on Gzera Shava. Fine, so I learn Gzera Shava. So Taisa says, wait a minute, if you're talking about Gzera Shava and you carry everything over, so the Korban Pesach has to be a zocher, can't be in a keifa. Sesamim Zachar Ben Shana. Ben Shana before the first birthday. After the first birthday, it's already called Ben Stein. We count the reverse. They say, how old are you? So the kid says he's 1 year old. That means after the first birthday. 2 years old after the second birthday. And then in Chumash, it's Farket, when it says you have a behemoth, Ben Bashnasa means before the first birthday. Bashdeshanim means between the first birthday and the second birthday. That's called Bashdeshanim. Bashalashanim means before the third birthday, not after. After the third birthday, it's really called Basarba. So Tosis asks the question, wait a minute, why don't you say, if you're carrying everything over with the Gzeres Shava, to say that Tifta B'Seh, Pinyan Petach Hamor, has to be Davke Azachar, and it has to be Davke Bashnasa, before the first birthday. Yeah, it makes sense, it's worth less money. You want to save money over here by Tifta B'Seh, but there is no such halacha. You can use a Seh Nekevo, and you can use a Seh that's after the first birthday also. So what happened to the Gzera Shava? So Tosa says, you look there in the Gemara Mecharis, the Gemara asks it. Here, Tosa says, the Gzera Shava, the Seseh, it's in the middle of that Tosa, Zeb Bona'av, and I in Zayin on the base. It's about the 8 lines from the bottom. So in the middle of the line they say, if not for the Binyanav, Ila Binyanav, the line begins with the word, the Komok Mishanem Seh, in a Lahotzi Klein. So you have the binyanav. Tesis asked the kasha. How come our Gemara says you learn out that kalayim is no good based on a binyanav? And that Gemara M'chora sounds like it's saying kalayim is no good based on a gzera shava. It's not the same thing. Binyanav, gzera shava, two different midrash atarin and dreshes them. But Tesis says, no, the answer is binyanav goes on kalayim and the gzera shava goes on shchuto and treifo. What's that? So they say, the binyanav tells you that kilayim is no good for pidyon petchamor. Why don't you learn out from the gzera shava? The same gzera shava, the sesa lahavi matina kilayim. Shem dahav amina tifte tifte ribo. It says petchamor tifte b'sev and loy sifte barafta. So the Gemara says the word tifte is written twice in the pasuk. It's a little redundant. You could have written a pasuk without writing twice tifte v'seh v'imloi sifte v'arafta v'imlav v'arafta v'imloi v'arafta. The word tifte, if tifte is ribo, what is it marbe? That even if it's in a cave and even it's not bashnasa is also good. So Tosfos says k'ech d'loy v'matina hosm she'en ezocher tomim. You know, a balmum is also good. Let's say you have a seh which is a balmum. So if you're learning a zera shabbat from Korban Pesach, seh Nebel Halam Seb, Nebel Kan Seb, learning a Gzer Shavah says Seb, that Pinyin Petach Hamar, if it's not Bishavyo, has to be Biseh, Seb, just like Korban Pesach. So you got to tell me, a Balmum is no good. So Taisa says, no. Just like, Ech de Lavin Matina Hossam in Bukhari's Daf Yud Beis. We're not Mamayit, if it's in a Keva, or if it's a Balasmum, or if it's over a year old. You don't learn from the Gzer Shavah that it's not acceptable for Tifte Biseh. Why not? Because you say Tifte Tifte Riba. So, Puadinamia doesn't make sense to say that. That's what Tosfos says. It doesn't make sense to say that the Gzeira Shava should exclude Kilai. So the Gzeira Shava only goes on two out of these. The Gzeira Shava only goes on Shchuto and Treifa. And Kilai Mitzarasvara should have been good. So that's why I needed Binyanav to exclude Kilai. That's how Tosfos says. Svaruhula Mayit Kulhu. I think this word is a mistake. I should say Kulhu, all of them. Svaruhula Mayit Kulhu Migzeira Shava Deseh. What do you mean? To the whole bunch of them, all of them. Which? What's the whole bunch? Kulu. The eagle and the chayyeh don't need a gzera shava for. That's mimash mause. The kulu means the shchuto and the treifa. So shchuto and treifa is learned after the gzera shava. But I have tifta. Tifta Reba tells me that some of the things from Korban Pesach don't apply. Which things? The tomim, the zohar, but the bashnasa doesn't apply. The Tosfos says, I would have thought also that Kilayim should not be included. Tifta should be Marbe after the first birthday, and then the Keva and a Balas Mom should also be Marbe Kilayim. So in order to exclude Kilayim, Shmahachi, therefore, the Chachamim require the Binyanav in order to exclude Kilayim. So according to the way we pass in Halacha, what does the Binyanav of Rava go on? He's learning, that's what Tosfos claims, he's learning from Korban Pesach. Tosfos says, where's the original source? So Tosfos says, just like the Gemara says that the Gezeirah Shavah is said, Nemalahan said, Nemalahan said, the Gezeirah Shavah is from Korban Pesach, the Pinyan Petach Hamor B'seh, who had the name of the Binyanav is also said. Binyanav is also from Korban Pesach to here. That's how Tosfos claims. Then the Gemara goes to the next line, but in the Mishnah, it's a Machleg is Hatanoim. The Tanner of Lezer holds that you can do Pinyan Petach Hamor with Kilayim. If part of the Kilayim story is a set, if he's part of it or all of it, it's a hybrid between a Kebis and an Ace. What would be if it's a hybrid between a Kebis and a different Behemoth Dak? I don't know. Maybe it wouldn't be good. Got to look in the Menchas Chinuch. And he discussed it over here. Maybe he discusses it over there. I don't know. But we don't pass like Reb Lezer. The Halacha Maiz, it doesn't make a difference. We pass in any Kilayim is no good. So Pinyan Petach Hamor if it's not Bishavya. So the Gemara asked, Reb Lezer holds in the Mishnah that what? That Kilayim is good for Pinyan Petach Hamor. So the question is, Reb Lezer, the Mata B'Kilayim is not Reb Lezer, Mata B'Kilayim, if Neshu Huseh, Kama, Freg Gemara, Lamai Hilchaseh. So what does Reb Lezer do with Rava's Binyanav? So why doesn't he say simply, he needs the Binyanav to exclude Shchuto and Treifo? So Tosfos says, no, obviously Shchuto and Treifo is neither Mimash Musa, it's not Mimash Musa Dikro. It's not Mimash Musa Dikro. The word said does include Shchut and Treifa. Shchut and Treifa is learned out based on the Gzera Shova. The only thing I needed the Binyanav for was only for Kilayim. Once Reb Lezer once the Tana Reb Lezer disagrees about Kilayim, so he's left, he doesn't need a Binyanav at all. Because the Egel and the Chaya is excluded because Mimash Musa Dikro. They're not included in the word said. And Shchut and Treif is excluded because of the Gzera Shova. And Kilayim is, he doesn't hold from the Binyanav applying over here. And he holds that Tifte Reba. Kilayim should be included. So the Gemara is left hanging. What does Rav Lezer need the Binyanav of Rava for? So the Gemara finally answers, Ki Itma. On Malach Rav Lezer, according to Rav Lezer, the Binyanav of Rava goes on the following case. Ki Itma the Rava, the Tomish and Olad Min HaTohar. Yibura min hatomei. So what's the din? For kashrus. For kashrus purposes. But it says in the Chumash that you can eat a seh. So if the seh is a kalayim, you're not allowed to eat it. What a new story. A kalayim, you're not allowed to eat it. It's not true. Kalayim, you're not allowed to breed the kalayim together. It's an aver. But even if you violated the avera, the Gemara says in the end of Kol HaBasi, you don't apply the rule of lasach kol teva kol shetiyavtocha areh b'val teicha. If you made kilayim work, if that kilayim happened on its own, it's mutta b'achila.
And is it also mutta for making tefillin or other mitzvahs that we learn?
Minamutta b'ficha, yeah, it's a kosher animal, yeah. Minamutta b'ficha, it's a kosher animal, sure.
So we don't. So we say mutta b'ficha, but not if it's. But it's not where the gavim lakarval agavim is bad.
Okay, that's a separate thing, yeah. Can be makarva on the mizbech, but it's still a kosher animal. There are a lot of kosher animals. Let's say a deer is a kosher animal. Can't be makarva on the mizbech, but it's muta beficha. So you can write tefillin on the skin of a deer. Yeah, that's not a problem. So the Gemara says, according to Reb Lezer, Egel and Chaya is not acceptable for Pinya Petach Amoymi Mash Musa Dikro. That the word Chaya doesn't include Egel or Chaya. And the word said doesn't include. And Shchut and Treif is no good because of Xerah Shavah. The only thing is Kilayim. So Kilayim is what you needed, the Binyan Av. And Rav Lezer holds it's not true. The din is that Kilayim is good for Pinyan Petach Amor. So he's left hanging. What does he need the Binyan Av for? Moshe said he needs the Kiyit Madirav, according to Amalach Rav Lezer. Rav Lezer will answer to you that Rav is. Binyan Av is needed in the area of kashrus. To tell me that what? That if an animal is a treif, if an animal is a klaim, you're not allowed to eat it. There is no such thing. A klaim, you are allowed to eat. We said before, L'sechel kol te'eva kol she'tiyav te'vacha hareba b'al te'echa. One Tana says, that's how you know that the basa b'chala b'zos. So why don't you say the same by klaim? You're not allowed to hybrid the animals, and if you did hybrid it, then it should be also b'achila. So we know it's not true, because we have a pasuk to tell us that kilayim is pasul lahakrava agabi hamizbech. If the animal would be osa b'achila, so you're not allowed to bring it on mizbech because you have to have mashki som and amuta l'Yisrael. Moshe says you can't bring non-kosher food on the mizbech. So from the fact that you need a pasuk to tell you that kilayim is pasul lahakrava, obviously it's a kosher animal. So the question is, how come? Why is it by basa b'chala if we label it as kol sheti afti l'cha, and how come by kilayim we don't? So Tosis explains the klal. Kol sheti afti l'cha, Rebbe b'al teichal only applies if the cheftz is a dover hametuav. If the cheftz is not a dover hametuav, it's just that you did an avera, the gavra did an avera. So that's not called a dover hametuav. You did a pu'ula hametuavis, but the cheftz is not metuav. So by basa b'cholav, when the Gemara says there that basa b'cholav is also b'achila because of the pasuk, Allah kol te'eva kol she'tiyavta l'cha harei b'val techo. So Rashi writes afanort on that Gemara, and even if a goy cooks the basa b'cholav, and even if a baby, even if a cotton cooks the basa b'cholav, even if the cholav drips in, the cholav falls into the basa accidentally and it gets cooked together, it's also wasa. So the Achrayim ask Akasha Adarab, if it's based on kosher tiyavta v'charei b'val techo, so if a goy cooks the basa b'cholav, so it should not be osa. What does Rashi write that over there? When the Gemara says kosher tiyavta v'charei b'val techo, so Rashi adds on over there, even if a goy cooks it. So it doesn't fit in, no? According to the Tana, should be questionable. So the answer is not. Tosfos says like that. Tosfos explains in, I think it's in Tmura. So Tosfos says, the only time it's called kosher tiyavta v'charei is if the cheftz is a dover hametuav. If the gavra did a maisa isa, that's not called kol sheti avta l'chol. So if you want to say that basa b'cholov is also b'achila based on the pasuk lo sech l'kol tayeva kol sheti avta l'chol, you have to assume that even if the basa b'cholov gets cooked by itself, even if no one violated any avera, because you're trying to say that the cheftz is the dava hametuah. So that's where Rashi has to add on, even if a cotton mixes it in, even if a nochri cooks it, it's still called the cheftz hametuah. Hashani came by kilayim. Kilayim, you know, is mutah b'achila. The pasuk says that kilayim is pasul l'gabi hakrova. If it's also b'achila, it's no good because of the din m'mashki yisol min amutah l'yisol. Mashki yisol is a pasuk in Yechezkel. You can only bring korbanos on the mizbeach, wine. You can only pour wine on the mizbeach and yisol hayayin. If it's kosher wine, m'mashki yisol min amutah l'yisol. The Jews are allowed to drink it also. Some people call Israeli schnapps, they call it mashki yisol. But that's not what it means. Mashki yisol means... And the pasuk it means talking about wine. It's not talking about schnapps. The mashki yisrael means that the wine can only be poured on the mizbech and nisach hayayin if it's mutal Israel to drink the wine. It has to be kosher wine. So it applies to karbanos as well. So the pasuk said the drasha from the pasuk that it's memayit kilayim. It's pasul akraba. So the implication is that kilayim is mutal b'achila. Obviously it's mutal b'achila. So what are you going to distinguish? You're going to say if the kilayim happened by itself. A kevis and an aiz made it together and they had a vlad, that's kilayim, then it's going to be kosher. And if the farmer did the breeding on his own, the farmer did the breeding via dayim, and he violated the avera of kilay behema, so then you're going to say that it's asa b'achila because kosher tiyavti l'cho. No, so it can't be. You can't distinguish whether someone did an avera or someone didn't do an avera. Kosher tiyavti l'cho depends if the cheftz is a davar hametuah. If it would have happened on its own, it would have been mutah b'achila. You see, it's mutah b'achila. Otherwise, you wouldn't need a pasuk to say it's pasul l'hakrava. But since if it happens on its own, it's mutah b'achila. So even if you did it via daim and you violated avera, you also can't call it kol sheti afti l'chol. That's what Tosfos writes.
That's the simon, and you know whether something is a toyeva.
Is the hefta a toyeva, or did you do a maisa toyeva? If it would have happened on its own, would it be mutar arasa? Let's say Tosis proves from the Gemara. If you have a carbon and you're not allowed to make a mum, the pasuk says kol mum lo yebo. So the Gemara darshins in Zvachim if it would have been written kol mum lo yahayebo. You're not allowed to make any mum. So the Gemara says hamatol mum bikarbonis is loikin because he violates this law kol mum lo yebo kol mum lo yahayebo. You're not allowed to make a mum. What if you did make a mum biyadai? So the din is that there's a penalty in the rabbanon. You can't be paid the all karbonis. You can only be paid if it has a mum kavua. So what if I made a mum kavua biyadai? So I violated an avera. So can I be paid there and then go ahead and eat it? So in Atari you may be paid there and you can go ahead and eat it. Chutzla beis hamikdash. But the rabbanon, there's a penalty. You're not allowed to be paid the carbon based on the mum that you made biyadai. So Tosis is bothered with a kasha. Why is it only a penalty in the rabbanon? Why shouldn't it be a nisa deraisa of kol sheti after lecha hariyeh b'val techa? The Torah prohibits us from making a mum. If we went ahead and we made the mum, so it should be an isa deraisa that you're not allowed to eat based on that mum. You're not allowed to be paid and eat based on that mum. So that's what Tosis answers. You can't call that a dovah hametuah. If the mum would have happened on its own, of course it would be mutter to be paid and to eat it chutz lebeis hamikdash. Just because you did it via daim, so you did a maisa teiva, but you can't say that the heftze of a carbon that's a balmum is a dovah hametuah. No, if the mum would have happened on its own, it wouldn't have been a dovah hametuah. So even if you did it via daim, you did a pool of hametuahs, but that's not called lo sechol kol teiva. That's not called a heftze hametuah. So that's the answer. That's how you determine. That's what Tosis points out. That's a tshuva de Beis Ephraim about that. He explains this because the original chumrah that you're not allowed to use an esrik hamurkov. The original chumrah from the Levush, the Magen Avraham quotes the Levush. Levush is the first one. So the Levush always has funny something. Always has something at this irregular. That's why he's the most disagreed with Achran. The Levush always comes up with something new, and they all say it's against the Gemara. Everything the Levush says is against the Gemara. So the Levush says over here, Nesek Amurkav is not good because Losechel Kol Teyeva, because the Jew who made the Harkovis Ilanus, who grafted, they used to graft esrogim with lemon trees in order that the esrogim should grow better. The esrogim don't grow so well. So if you graft it, so it makes the tree sturdier, so somehow then the esrogim are going to grow better. So the Levush says that since the farmer who grafted the two trees violated the Isser of grafting, that's an Isser deraisa, so therefore the grafted esrogim arasa bachilo, because kol sheti abtelecha harei b'val teichal, and Nesuk, that's also Achila, may not be used. The Gemara says, has to have a heter Achila. But then he says, what if it's a non-Jew who did the grafting? So he says, also Aser, because the Rambam paskins like that opinion in the Gemara, that B'nei Noach HaMuzer, in addition to the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach HaMuzer, that they're not allowed to graft Harkovis Ilonis is an Issa Deraisa for B'nei Noach. So that's what he tines against him. But what if it would have happened by itself? What if the grafting would have happened by itself? But that wouldn't be a dovah hametua. If it happens by itself, it's muta b'achila. You're going to tell me because someone violated the avera of harkovis ilonis, a Jew or a non-Jew violated the avera, that all of a sudden it becomes kol sh'tiyavti v'cho? It's not true. That's what the Beis Ephraim tain is. And he quotes this Tosis. The Tosis says that's the klal.
Remember the Tosis we had earlier on Ayin Aleph?
Mm-hmm.
By Maisa Shabbos?
Yeah.
So Tosis says, he kodesh me Maisa kodesh.
Yeah.
So Tosis asks, v'lo yisagi v'lo yilifte v'lo yihi v'lo kodesh.
Mm-hmm.
And there it's a Maisa in the Gavra, no?
Yeah. The Gemara in Shabbos asks, why shouldn't I say that Maisa Shabbos is Aser? So the Gemara explains that it can't be. It could be that this is the pasuk that formulates this klal. It could be that this pasuk, He Kodesh Vein Maaseh HaKodesh, this is the pasuk that's Megale, that's the klal. The Kol Shetiyavdil Lecha depends whether the Chetz is Mutuv, not the Pulos HaGavra. So then the Gemara says that if he made kilayim and made Harkovis Ilanus or anything, everything is a Kal V'chaimah from Shabbos. That's what the Gemara says, I think, what Tosis said. They're just quoting a Gemara, Kol Abasa. And this pasuk tells you this klal. This sharpens the definition of Kol Sheti After L'chol. That it depends on a Cheftza HaMatur. So let's get back again. No Hamon. The pinyon, there are two types of pinyon Petach Hamor. Pinyon Petach Hamor, Bishav, you can even be poised at Bishlokas. And Shalom B'Shav, you have to use Dafke Seh. So the Seh cannot be chaya or egel. That's not a set. The egel is a behema. The egel is a behema gasan. The chaya is bechlalacha. It's not good. That's mimash musa dikro. You can't use shchut and treifa, even though it is mimash musa dikro. That's a gzeres hakosav the gzeres shoga. Kelayim, Tosis explains, is not included in gzeres shoga because it says tifte tifte riba. And tifte riba tells me that even in a kevan, even if it's a balas mum, this says a balas mum, and even if it's older than 1 year old, it's still good for the purpose of pinyan petach hamor, even though it's no good for korban pesach. So you don't say the gzeres shoga carries over all the dinim 100%. Usually you say in gzeres shoga the machza. But here I say tifte riba, so it restricts the gzeres shoga. So that's what Reb Lezer is of the opinion. The Tana, both Reb Lezer and the Chacham, they hold that just like the tifte riba tells me that even after Bashnosa in a keva and a balas mum may be used with pidyon petach hamor, who had dinami, I would have said tifte riba, the klaim should be good because klaim is called a seh. So that's why I need a new yafusa to tell me that klaim is no good. So the Chachamim hold, I have a yafusa. What is that yafusa? The binyan avav rava. And Reb Lezer disagrees. He says the binyan avav rava does not apply over here. So where does it apply? So he could have said Reb Lezer doesn't hold no binyan avav. Reb Lezer who hold like rava. Reb Lezer is a tana. Rava is an amar. Who says he has to hold? The Gemara thinks that he does hold. Amalach Reb Lezer ki itma de rava. I need the binyan avav for the following din. Tomei shenolad min atovi bura min atomei. I have a certain case of kilaim. Normally kilaim is muta b'achila. You have one strange, rare case of kilaim where it's also b'achila. What's the case of the tzasa b'achila? I have a behema tohara and it has a vlad from a behema tmeya. The nekeva is a behema tohara and the zachar, ibura min atomei. The zachar is a behema tmeya. So what's the reason why it's tzasa? So Taisa says, because zev is a garam is tzasa. Vod mashmas, from the time of the Reb Shem, Shem Dikstav, zev is a garam is tzasa. That's what Taisa writes, you see, in the middle of the Taisa, ayin chesam and aleph, in the middle there's an asterisk where it writes on the side I'm a sefer pnei Yeshua. So that on that line Tosfos says, and what's the reason why if you have a zohar nekeva have a vlad, that vlad is going to be also b'achila? The Gemara writes a lashon tomei shenolad min atohar v'ibura min atomei. So Tosfos says it's lav dafke tomei shenolad min atohar. I mean the vlad looks like a camel, it looks like a horse, and what if it looks like an eagle, a sheep? Tosfos says it's still going to be also even a tohar. If you have two parents, the mother is a behema Torah and the father is a behema Tameya, so usually they can't have a vlad together. The Gemara says Mechoris, behema Torah, behema Tameya can't have a vlad together. But here we're talking the behema Tameya is a twist over here. The behema Tameya genetically it's a behema Torah, halachically it's also b'achila. How is that? It's a kolad ben paro. Reb Lezer holds like Reb Shimon that call it Bampara is us. We pass can call it Bampara is mutter. The Abim, we call it Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds that a call it Bampara is us. If you have a par and a para, and you have a vlad that looks like a camel. The vlad looks like a camel. So we pass can is mutter. If the father and the mother are both behemoth Torah, so then the vlad is mutter. And Reb Shimon disagrees and holds that call it Bampara, a par and a para give birth to a vlad. And there's what do you call it? A mutation, and it looks like a kolot, parsos of klutos. So Reb Shimon in the Mishnah, Reb Shimon holds it as asa b'achila. So this Tana Reb Lezer goes like Reb Shimon also. So you can have a behema tohera becomes muberes or behema tmeya, which is normally impossible biologically. Behema tohera can't become behema tmeya. This behema tmeya means that it's asa b'achila. According to Yeridei, it's asa b'achila. Genetically, it's a behema tohera. But al pidin, it's a behemoth meh because it's a kolad ben par because it is mutation. So it's, since genetically it's a behemoth Torah, so tshaych to make with another behemoth Torah and they'll have a vlad. So if they have a vlad, whatever the vlad is, doesn't have to be a tomei. The Gemara says tomei shenolad min atomei bur min atomei. Tosfos says lav davke tomei a tar. Even if the vlad looks 100% like an eagle, it's still awesome. Why? Because the mother is behemoth Torah and the father is a behemoth meh. So that's the halacha that the vlad is asa. Why is it asa? So Taisa says, look in the Gemara, the Amchares, word mashmahasam, that the reason why it's asa is because Zev is a garm is asa. So on the side of the Gemara, they tell you to look in the Pnei Yeshua. The Yeshua just points out that was the havamin of the Gemara, and the Gemara backs out there. Because the Gemara shows that there's a machlekes hatanoim, whether Zev is a garm is asa or amut. We started to discuss yesterday. Zev is a garm is appears in the Gemara in different contexts, in the Poskim in additional places. So here, Zevez Agorim is in the context of Yotzim in Ha'osa. That if you have Cholav of a Behemoth Meyah, it's Osa. If you have Beitz of an Oif Tomei, it's Osa. So if a Behemoth Meyah gives birth to a Vlad, let's say there would be, what do the Catholics call it?
Immaculate
Conception. If you have the Nekeva gives birth to a Vlad without a Zohar, if that would be possible. So then, a Catholic woman told me that that's not what it means. A Gioris told me that that's not what it means. Okay, and their belief, Immaculate Conception does mean that. Okay. But over here, if you could have an Ikeva give birth to a Vlad without the Siyua of a Zohar, if you wouldn't need any Zohar at all, then it would be a Yotzim and a Tomei, would be Tomei. The Shaila is, but you have to have a Zohar. You need two. So that's a Shaila. It's Yotzim and Ha'asur and Minamutter. It wouldn't be Yotzim and Ha'asur alone, it wouldn't be Yotzim and Amutter alone. It's Yotzim and Ha'asur and Minamutter. So that's what we call Zev Zagur. Is that included in the Yotzim and Ha'asur, or is it not included in the Yotzim and Ha'asur? The Gemara has the topic of Zev Zagarim in other cases in a different context and a totally different Shaila. A different Shaila, about Isuri Hanoah. If something is Yotze in a Isuri Hanoah and you're going to eat the Yotze, so then it's considered indirectly getting Hanoah from the original thing. So that's another Shaila in the Gemara. Even in a case where Yotze in Hasa doesn't apply in all cases. Even in a case where Yotzim and Asa doesn't apply, there's a new consideration. Maybe by eating the peiros or the vladis that came out of the Isuri Hanoah, maybe that's considered indirectly getting Hanoah. But it's Yotzim and Asa Umina Mutter, so it's going to be not going to be identical, it's going to be similar, it's going to be related. Also, Shaila of Zev Zagorim. Then the Gemara has a different kind of Zev Zagorim by Hechmetz Esoiso, a different kind. Then Pas can have a fourth kind, different kinds of Zev Zagorim. But here, it's simple. The Gemara is talking simple. You have a Zohar and a Keva give birth to a Vlad. So then a Keva is kosher, and the Zohar is a Behemoth Tmeah, Behemoth Asura, call it Ben Pora. Call it Ben Pora. Would the Vlad be Asura or not? So it's a Machloikis Hatanoim. Machloikis Hatanoim. So Rabbi Yeshua says that it's Asur. So Taisa says, Mashmas, and time in the Rishim, Shem Sav, Zav, Zagarmos. So Bnei Yeshua points out, that's only the Hava Minah. The Gemara quickly backs out because they quote a Brisa of the Farish. Rabbi Yeshua holds Zev Zagarim as Mutter. So the Gemara says, right, usually he holds Zev Zagarim as Mutter, but here there's a Xeris HaKasub that tells you that it's us. So the Pnei Yeshua, writes it as if a Hasoga and Tosis. He chapped Tosis with a mistake. It's as if Tosis had a different Giris in the Gemara. No, Tosis had a Giris in the Gemara. The Gemara starts off with a Hava Minah that is based on Zev Zagarim. So you see, simply, the Pasha Pshat is that Rabbi Yeshua subscribes to Rabbi Shimon Shita over here. Call it Ben Parah. The Gemara says, how can you have a Nekeva becomes Muberes from a Zohar if the Nekeva is a Behemoth Torah and the Zohar is a Behemoth Meir? It's biologically impossible. The Gemara says, just like a Behemoth Daka, Behemoth Gasa, can't have a Vlad together. A Behemoth Achaya, that's a question. So we assume Behemoth Achaya can have a Vlad together. We assume that it is possible. A kui is a vlad from a behem and a chay together. Tzvi habo ala tayosha. A tayosha bo ala tzviya. So we assume that it is moilid, that it is possible. One Tana claims that it's impossible. We assume that it is possible. A behem and a chay can have a vlad together. But a behem agas, a behem adaka together cannot have a vlad together. And a behem atorah with a behem atmeh cannot have. So what's the case over here that the mother is a behem atahur and the father is a behem atmeh? So we said genetically the father is also a behemoth Torah, but halachically is a behemoth Meir. How is that? It's a kolad ben Parah. So the one who says that is Reb Shimon. That we don't pass like Reb Shimon. The Mishnah says there in Chorus in the first parak and Hail Midbeis, we pass him that it's kosher. A kolad ben Parah is kosher. Mishnah. Reb Shimon disagrees and holds that it's straight. So Tosfos says now Reb Yeshua obviously agrees with Reb Shimon. He has to agree with Reb Shimon because he says, if you have the mother is a kosher animal and the father is a treif animal, a behemoth man, they have a vlad, so the vlad is also bachima. Why is the vlad also bachima? Because he holds Zev Zagorim is also. What does it have to do with Zev Zagorim? If they're both kosher, if the mother is a behemoth tahora, is the good. The father is a kolad ben para, so what does he hold by kolad ben para? Does he hold like Rabbi Shimon that it's also? Or does Rabbi Shua hold like the Rabbana that it's Mutter? If he holds like the Rabbana that it's Mutter, like the Din, like it says in Yeridaya, so the father and the mother are both kosher. So why should the Vlad be Yosef? Rashi learns Rabbi Yeshua over here doesn't really agree with Reb Shimon. He calls it Beimatorish and the Iburim Minatomei. Rashi says he calls it Iburim Minatomei because Reb Shimon holds that it's Tomei. But Rabbi Shua doesn't really hold that it's Tomei. It doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? If according to Rabbi Shua it's not Tomei, so why is the Vlad also? What's going on here? So why should, if the mother's kosher and the father's kosher, so why should the Vlad be trade? The answer is a newfangled treifus, a new din. So Tosfos says, no, it can't be a new din. Because the Gemara there says the reason why Rabbi Shua says it's, the Gemara started off by saying the reason why Rabbi Shua holds it's treif is because of the regular din of Zebes Agarim is also. Then the Gemara backs out, it can't be. We know Rabbi Shua's opinion is Zebes Agarim is mutter. So Gemara says, you're right. And Kala Tarakula, he holds Zebes Agarim is mutter. And here it's a Xeris HaKosuv that Zebes Agarim is also. But the Pasuk tells you that the whole discussion is that it's a Zebes Agarim. It means that the mother is kosher and the father is treif. If you're going to tell me Rabbi Shua does not agree, Rashi says, Rabbi Shua does not agree with Reb Shimon. Rashi writes, Iburim and Atome. Rashi and Amid Beis writes, 5 lines from the top. Iburim and Atome, Kloimar. He reinterprets. It doesn't mean Iburim and Atome. Ah, he said, Tosfos, what is he talking about, Kloimar? It's Beferish and the Gemara and Becharis that it means Iburim and Atome. Rabbi Shua does agree with Reb Shimon. He holds that Kolot Ben Par is also Bachilah. Kolot ben Parah is also bachila. So the father is non-kosher. The father is a Kolot ben Parah. He's a mutation. So the father, Rabbi Yeshua, the Tana Rabbi Yeshua holds like Rabbi Shimon, that the Kolot ben Parah is also bachila. And the mother is a regular behemotara. The father is genetically behemotara and halachically behemotamea. So you can have a vlad from the mother who's a behemotara. So that vlad, Rabbi Yeshua claims that vlad is going to be also bachila. How does Rabbi Shua know that it's also Bachila? So Rabbi Shua learns it out from Seksovim Seizim. Seksovim Seizim. Where does it say Seksovim Seizim? By the kosher animals. When the Chumash lists off all the kosher animals. So it says there Seksovim Seizim. Sounds like it's only kosher if the both parents are Ksovim, both parents are Rizim. It's not true. If you have a hybrid between a kevis and an eis, the vlad is going to be kosher. Will be pasul hakrava, but it'll be muta b'achila. So, what does Rabbi Shua understand from the pasuk seksov and seizim? It must mean it tells you this: that zevis agorim would be us. If one of the parents is muta, one of the parents is aser, then the vlad is going to be us. That's what it means. Even though in kol atarukula zevis agorim is muter, but here the pasuk says that zevis agorim is aser. So, whereas Rabbi Shua establishes this din. Behema tohorish in esabro bin behema tmeo v'holida. That the vlad is also that I say zev is a garam is also by behemis. Zev is a garam is also by behemis. Based on the pasuk of seksovim seizim. Rabbi Lezer agrees with Rabbi Yeshua v'lab mitaimei. Rabbi Lezer says the same as Rabbi Yeshua. That the vlad will be also. But he learns it out from the binyanav of Rava. So where is the binyanav of Rava? Where is the binyanav coming from? So getting back again, so Rashi claims the binyanav is from the pasuk by kosher animals. Again, how does Rashi say? Perkos v'das b'mishnas dov binyanav medichsib shor seksovim seizim. That's by the kosher animals. So that's A. So the original pasuk is A. So from A I learn out to B. And what's B? So the Gemara says here B. According to the Chachamim, B is Pidyon Petach Amar. Good, that's how we pass. Pidyon Petach Amar, he can't use klaim. Rabbi Lezer holds he can use klaim. So what is B? Kosher animals. So Tosfos says, what are you talking about? That was A. That's what Rabbi Shua said. You don't need a binyanav. Rabbi Shua learns that from A, Seksovim Seizim, if it's a hybrid, the Vlad is treif. And it can't mean a hybrid, a klaim is treif. Klaim is kosher. Klaim is only pasul hakrav. It means a hybrid. That one parent is kosher, one parent is treif. And even though usually Rabbi Yeshua holds Zev Zagarim is mutter, here the Xeris HaKosim say Kosim Sayizim, that Zev Zagarim is aser. So Rabbi Yeshua learns it out from that pasuk itself, and Rabbi Lezer says he learned a binyan av. What do you mean a binyan av? From what to what? So according to Rashi, the binyan av is from kosher animals to kosher animals. That's the same pasuk. That's not A and B. So that's what Tosfos scratches, that's what Tosfos says Rashi is wrong. Binyanav doesn't go from Seksovim Seizim. Binyanav is from Korban Pesach. It says, Sela Bayis, Yimimata Bayis Miyos Miseh, Seh. Then it says, Mena Kvasim Menizim Tikachu. So the Pashup Shad Kvasim Menizim from a herd of Kvasim, from a herd of Izim, pick one. So the Tanaim understand, no, men are kvasim, they're both parents have to be kvasim. Men are izim, they're both parents have to be izim. If it's a klayim, if one parent, one of the two parents is not a kevis or an eiz, then you can't use that vlat. You can't use the vlat for korban pesach is upgeret, because I have the pasik. Oh, shora kesev, I know anyway it's no good. So why do I need another pasik by korban pesach? It must be to establish a binyan av, kol mokim shenem aseh, is lahotzi es haklayim suf. So that's A. The pasik A is korban pesach. And I learned from A to B, with B, what? So B is by behema tohira. To determine, it says, sex of him sa'izim, oh. So Rabbi Shua says, I don't need a binyan av. Rabbi Shua says, the phrase sex of him sa'izim means both parents have to be kvasim, and both parents have to be izim. And Rabbi Leza says, no. How do I know that din that Rabbi Shua tells me that zev zagarm is also by animals, that if you have a kosher animal mates with a non kosher animal, see, by us, the whole story is impot, doesn't exist. And every day, it doesn't exist. This is chalaimus. A behemoth Torah with a behemoth mate can't mate together. So the Gemara knows that it's impossible. The Gemara says the only way it's possible is if genetically it's a behemoth Torah, but halachically it's a behemoth mate. We're not gerus that. Reb Shimon holds from that. We pass like the Mishnah Bchoris that is mutter. So this whole discussion will not appear in Yeridei. The whole thing is not existent. All these Tanoim hold like Reb Shimon. That kolad ben pora, which is genetically a kosher animal, is halachically non-kosher. So we're discussing what's going to be the status of the vlad. Doesn't matter whether the vlad is going to be going to look like a kosher animal or non-kosher animal. The Gemara says, "Tomei shenolad min ator." Doesn't have to be tomei shenolad min ator. Even if it looks like tohar shenolad min ator, yibura min ator. It doesn't matter what the vlad looks like. If one parent, the mother is tohar and the father is a behemoth tmeo treif, halachically treif, the vlad will be treif because of zev zagarim. Maybe in Kolot Tarkul, Paskin Zev is a garm, but the Hivi Paskin Zev is a garm is awesome. So that's how Tosis chapt Rashi. That's Tosis Hasogan Rashi. How can Rashi say that the Binyanav of Rav is starting from A, I learned to B. So what is A? The Pasik by the kosher animals. So if May I learn to B, what are you talking about? The Gemara says from Reb Leza holds you learn from A to B, and B is kosher animals. B is kosher. So you can't learn from the same pasuk on itself. It has to be two different psukim. So the hechrech has to be a different pasuk. So Tosfos fishes up. Oh, the word pseh by the korban pesach. That's the original A. The related binyan of the rabbi is from seh the pesach. Seh tamim zochar. It says many times the word seh. That's the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. That's how Tosfos proved that Rashi is not right. Then Tosfos gets stuck at the end. Tosfos gets stuck at the end. If you're learning from... How can you learn from Korban Pesach? Who says that Kilayim is not included in Korban Pesach? How do you know? Because Korban Pesach is a Korban, like all Korbanos. And it says already by the Korbanos, Shora Keser Patul Kilayim. So how does the Gemara suggest over here? Maybe the Binyan Av is learned from Korban Pesach to teach me that by korbanos, ilukotchim, if the binyan av is needed to tell me, just like over there, so to over here, by all kotchim, kilayim is puzzled. So the Gemara says, I don't need a binyan av for that. Behedik sibuhu, sharakeser pratlik lain. So how can the Gemara say, ilukotchim, behedik sibuhu? How did you know that a korban pesach is pratlik kilayim? There is no drosha by korban pesach. There is no mashmas over there. There is no drosha. So the answer is because we know korban pesach is a korban like all korbanos. So how can the Gemara have had Havmin? So Tosfos gets out of it. They delay their way out of it, but it's a sticky point according to Tosfos. So they showed such a parallel Gemara in other places, in Kiddush and Daf Gimel. Fine. Here, let's take a look at this Tosfos. The Tomish and Erlad Min HaTohor, the bottom Tosfos on Ayin Chesem and Alam. Tomish and Erlad Min HaTohor, Yiburim and Atomi, Udolor Ki Rebbe Yeshua, that what? Rabbi Leza holds that I established that he agrees halacha lemaisa with Rabbi Yeshua of Alav Mitame. They both said the same thing. Tomei shenorbad min atohar viburim min atomei. The way we pass on halacha, it doesn't exist. It can't be a tohar viburim min atomei. Doesn't exist. It's non-existent. Biologically, it's impossible. The only way it's possible biologically is if the father is biologically a min tohar, and halachically, in Tomei, we pass that doesn't exist. It's a mint. It's tohar halachically also. It's biologically mint tohar. A gomel ben parah. We pass like the mission that it's kosher. So these two tanaim hold like Reb Shimon. Reb Yeshua and Reb Lezer both hold like Reb Shimon that the kolad ben parah is also. So Rashi says not so. Pirish bekuntris. The Reb Yeshua palaga the Reb Shimon. Reb Yeshua the Tana does not agree with Reb Shimon. Vishori gomel abom and apora. He holds that a mutation, a kolad ben parah, is muta ba'achila. Shebrasa mishor. If both parents are kosher animals, and there was a mutation of lad looks like a gomel. So Rashi says Reb Shimon holds that as asma achila. Reb Yeshua would not agree with Reb Shimon. The Tana is going to prove it's impossible. How can you read the Gemara otherwise? It's beferish. Reb Yeshua and Reb Lezer, they both hold like Reb Shimon. They both have to hold like Reb Shimon. They just have two different sources to prove this din. That if the Vlad is Noilat from a Behemoth Torah and a Behemoth Temeh, that the Vlad is also Bachila, how do you know that that's true? The Rabbi Shua has one marker. Shua says the marker is Se Ksavim and Se Izim, that both parents have to be Ksavim and both parents have to be Izim. And Reb Lezer learns it out from the Binyan Av of Rova. But they both hold like Reb Shimon, that the Kolad Ben Por is going to be also Bachila. And Rashi writes not so. Because Reb Yeshua Palagad Reb Shimon, namely Malagera Umafris Parsa. Well, that's how Rashi writes on Amid Beis. He says only a gomel, a kolut ben para. That's a machlekes Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. So we pass him that a kolut ben para is kosher. So Rashi says why? Because the gomel has one simintara. It has, at least it has its malagera. Its kolut means parsosim klutus is not doesn't have mafris parsa, but it has one simen. So usually one simen is not enough to be machshir an animal, but if it's a mutation, the father and the mother both shor and a parah, a regular chasana, normal standard. The father's a shor and the mother's a parah. They have a vlad, a mutation occurs. So the mutation, even if it's a min tome, it's kosher. Oh, Rashi says, provided it has one of this two simon. Has to be the malagera mafris parsa. Usually there is no such thing. What's not mila? It should have one simon. What is one simon play a role? So Rashi says, no, it has to have either malagera, matir b'simon echon shaltar, or malagera, or mafris parsa. Where did Rashi get such an idea? It's muta b'simon echon. So Rashi got it from the Gemara. M'chor is there. The Gemara says, has to be doimed b'miktsa simonim to the mother. So Rashi understood miktsa the two simonim. There's malagera, there's mafis parsa. Rashi understood simonim means simoni tahara, malagera mafis parsa. So he says if it's doimed either one or the other, then it's kosher. So Taisa says you look in the Gemara, that's not what it means. Doimed b'miktsa simonim means does it have the facial features like a shor or a se or a kevis, whatever it's supposed to be? Does it, if it has some of the facial features? If it doesn't have any of the features of the mother, the kosher animal, then even the Rabbanim would agree that it's us. The Rabbanim only say call it ben para is kosher. If it's done with b'miktsa simanim, it looks, it's a hybrid, so it looks a little like this. The DNA is going to be part from this and part from that. So if it looks a little bit like a kosher animal, it's good. But it doesn't have to have malager or mafris parsa. It doesn't need either of the two simanim. That's Tosis tiny. It's Mutar Rashi, according to Rashi, B'simerech and Shaltari in the Malagera Mafis Parsa, the Dorish and Reb Yeshua holds like this, Zelo Sochlo es HaGomol, only Gomol, Yata Oichol B'simerechot, a plain camel you're not allowed to eat, because it's only Malagera, doesn't have Mafis Parsa. Abel Acher, there is another animal, Yata Oichol B'simerechot. There is a different kind of an animal that if it has either Malagera Mafis Parsa, it's a no and it's good. Which animal is that? Deiz is that? Which animal is that? Oh, is that Tomish and Orlod Minator, Vibura Minator. If both parents are kosher and there's a mutation, it's a mutation, and the Vlad looks like a Behemoth Temeo, so it'll be kosher, Rashi says, only provided it has one, either one or the other. One of the Simani Tahar. Yocha Lafila Ibura Minatome. And what if Rashi's interpreting the Gemara? And what if the mother is a Behemoth Torah and the father is a Tomei Kloima? What do you mean? Kishem Shani Machshebo, Kachani Machshebibno. What do you mean? The father is a Kolad Ben Parah. So Rashi claims Kolad Ben Parah is Kosher. Rashi claims in Tanya Rabbi Shua that Rabbi Shua holds like the Chachamim, the Reb Shimon. They call it Ben Pare is kosher. So Yochel Kleimer, Kishem Shani Machshebo, the father is kosher, Kachani Machshebibno, in the Sabrahemenu Pora. A Pora marries a Kolad Ben Pare, which is kosher la Madrid. The father's kosher animal, the mother's kosher animal. They're genetically both kosher animals, halachically both kosher animals. And still the Vlad is going to be also, Rashi learns. Tamalam, Mesek Savim Vechulei. So what does it mean, Vibura Menatome? So Rashi says, Lav Davke. Dilididei, Rabbi Yeshua's own opinion is, Dilididei Havetor. Eladai Melatome. Vibura Menatome, Gemara says, if it's Ibura Menatome, it doesn't mean Menatome. Ibura from a behemoth that looks like a behemoth mayor, which Reb Shimon declares is Tame, but we don't hold like Reb Shimon. So Tosha said, what is he talking about? The whole Gemara doesn't read straight. The Rashi is Kaka. How can I say Ibura Menatome means it looks like a behemoth mayor? No, it is a behemoth mayor. It means it's also Bachilo. Yeshem Shani Machshebo, just like the call of Bamboris Kosher, Kachani Machshebibno. And Sabman apart, I'm going to say Sabman Sosav. Yibur Menatomi is Lav Davke, because the father is not a treif animal. The Lididei, according to this Tana, Rabbi Shua, Havi Tor, it's a kosher animal. The Daimelatomi. So Taisus says it's all wrong. The Kula Sugi, the Pchoriz, the Avav, Loi Mishtamike Perusha, absolutely does not sound like Rash. Ela Mashma, the Moide, Rabbi Shua, the Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shua holds like Rabbi Shimon, that a call of Bamparas, also Bachilo, Poshipshat. The Gomel Gomel, Nel, the Mipar Mishor, is also. If it has, when Yesh Basimin Echad, Reb Shimon also agrees, Yesh Basimin Echad, Shaddai Mamikzas Lipara is Mutter. Reb Shimon will also say like that. The only time Reb Shimon says that Kolad Ben Parah is Asr, Reb Shimon holds that it has to have its own Malagir Mafris Parsa. If it doesn't have its own Simonim, then it's also Machil. But not exactly. If it's Daima Bimikzas Simonim to the mother, this Kolad Ben Parah is only also if it looks all the way like a goma. What if it looks mostly like a goma, but part of it has the features of a shor? So then Reb Shimon will also agree. If it's daima b'miktsas manim to a par, then Reb Shimon will agree it's mutam. And when the Gemara says daima b'miktsas simonim, the expression in the Gemara doesn't go daima b'miktsas manim to simonim amalagir mafis parsim. No, it's talking about the eyes, the shape of the eyes, the shape of the nose, the shape of the mouth, the texture of the skin, the hair, whatever. It doesn't go on the Malagir Mafis Parsa. But look, Klala Simonim Dikrua Malagir Mafis Parsa. No. Hachisa Hassam. The Gemara goes like this there, in Pchoris. They're going to prove that Rashi is wrong. Rachel Sheol Debin Eis, that's a mutation. They Sheol Debin Rachel, Pturim and Apchoris. There's no din Apchor Behemator, a Nidme, you can't be Makrabal Gabi Hamizbeach. That's what we had. Shora Kesib Pratlik Lime, OA is Pratla Nidme. So Nidme, you can't be Makaral Gabi Mizbech, but the Gemara says here more than that, Pturim and Abchor. You don't even have the Matnas Kuna aspect of Bchor Behemator. Not only, you can't be Makaral Nizbech, that's an Alta Maisa that we know from this Pasuk. Always Pratla Nidme. In this Pasuk, there's a separate Pasuk here that tells me that it doesn't even have the din of Matnas Kuna. The Yesh B'miktsa Simonim Chayeves, what if the mutation is Doime B'miktsas, it's a Rachel Shealda B'neis. And Eiz is good. And Eiz is good on the Mizbech, but it's a mutation. Aisha Yalda Ben Rachel. Rachel is also good to be marked around the Mizbech, but not if it's a mutation. Then it's no good. So what if it's Daima b'mixes Simonim to the mother? Then it says Chayevis. What do you mean Chayevis b'pchayra? You have the Matnas Kuhuna, but it's still going to be a Nidme. It'll still be Pasal Hakrava Agabi Hamizbech. It's still no good. The din of Nidme that is Pasal Hakrava is even Nidme b'mixas. And the din that Nidva doesn't have a Matnas Kuna at all, that's only if it's totally mutation. If it's Daima B'miktsas Simonim is enough to make a Chiyuv Matnas Kuna. Reb Shimon disagrees with the Tanakam and he says, Ashehi Rosh Abru B'daima Lima. The only time it'll have a din of Matnas Kuna is if it's very much. Rosh Abru is Daima to the mother, and the mutation is on other parts of the body. Fine. So there's a Machlokes, Reb Shimon and the Tanakam, regarding the din of Bchor Behemetoyra. It's not a machloikis by Nidme, by Psul Hakrova Gabi HaMizbech. Even a Nidme B'miktsas is also Psul Hakrova Gabi HaMizbech. We're talking that Nidme doesn't have a Kedusha's Bchor Behemetoyra, doesn't have a din of Matnas Kuhn at all, by Bchor, doesn't even have a din of Matnas Kuhn, and not only Psul Hakrova doesn't have a din of Matnas Kuhn, so there's a machloikis Atanoim, when exactly does it apply? So the Tanakhama says, If it's daimer b'miktsa simanim to the mother, then it does have a din of matnas kuna, even though it's posel hakrova. Shimon says the only time it'll be chay v'matnas kuna if it's rosh v'rugo. V'alo dehahu and in conjunction with that brisa that has a machlekes tanakamer Rab Shimon, what's the shear to determine that it has the din of matnas kuna? Abchor behema Torah, how much does it have to be daim aliyim of b'miktsa simanim, or do you need rosh v'rubo? So in connection with that, ben boy by the Reb Shimon, I think the next word is a misprint. Anybody have any correction? Should say begomol, not the Gemara. They're quoting a Gemara. They don't have to say again the Gemara. I think it's a misprint. It should say v'alod dahahi in conjunction with that brisa that presents a machlokes tanakam Reb Shimon. Is it enough? Daima b'miktsa simanim that should have a din matnas kuna. Do you need rosh v'rubo? So in conjunction with that machloikis, miboyle the Reb Shimon begomol ben para. Reb Shimon is the one who disagrees with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says b'charis gomol ben para is kosher. Reb Shimon holds gomol ben para is aser. Why? Because it says twice in the Chumash gomol is aser. So he says gomol shnei pamim. What do you need twice? One goes a real gomol. One goes a kolot ben para. If it's a mutation, it's real genetically, it's really a para, but it looks like a gomel. So you got kolot ben para zasamachil. So then Reb Shimon is moida. However, if it's daima b'simanim to the mother, then it's kosher. So the Gemara has a shaila. Reb Shimon regarding matnas kuhune of the b'chor beima Torah says it has to be daima rosh v'ruba to the mother. It's not enough daima b'miktsa simanim. That's over there by matnas kuhune of b'chor based on one pasuk. That's a pasuk over there by b'chor. If it's not Ashiyehu Pchor, how to say Ashiyehu Seb, Beoviv Seb. Pchor Shor Kesaves, it's Ashiyehu Shor, Beoviv Shor. They both have to be a Shor. So that's one din of Nidme. Then there's another din of Nidme, Kolet Ben Par is Asa Bachila, unless it's Daimeh Bissimanim to the mother. If it's Daimeh Bissimanim to the mother, then Reb Shimon is masking that it's kosher. The Gemara wants to know, would he require the same as he says over there by Bechor Beim Torah has to be Daimeh Rosh Verubo? Or maybe here by Kashrus he'll agree with the Tanakam over there, because it's a different halacha. It's not identical. They're related. You're talking about Nidme, you're talking about mutation, but it's a different topic. There you're talking about Matnas Kuna Bechor, and here you're talking about Kashrus and Yerodeh. Yerodeh Chel Galah, whether it's kosher or not. Umeboilei. The Aloda Hahi, in conjunction with that Brisa, that has the Machlek, Tanakam Reb Shimon. Boy lay alib the Reb Shimon begomol ben par. I think I should say if you have a gomol ben par, mi boy shehi roshe v'ruba doim leima latir b'achila. What he say l'shitasa, just like Reb Shimon says by the b'chor be'metoira, by the matnas kuna issue, he says it has to be doim roshe v'rubo. Or maybe it's enough. I feel be mixed siman. Maybe over here Reb Shimon would agree that mixed siman is enough. So the Gemara quotes a price, and they think the price seems to go alib the Reb Shimon. Then they matche back and forth. The Gemara is not sure. Uboyle mipshat, and they want to be pushed to shayla mid Reb Yeshua. That what? The sava ki Reb Shimon. Reb Yeshua obviously agrees with Reb Shimon. Why? Because Reb Yeshua talks about a behemot torish and a sabra be behemot tmeyo. That's physically, biologically impossible. Behemot torish can't be the sabra from a behemot tmeyo. So the answer is the behemot tmeyo, the zohar, is genetically a behemot torah, but halachically behemot tmeyo. The only way it's gemalt is called it ben parah. So Reb Yeshua has to hold like Reb Shimon. So that's what the Gemara says. Uboy lemifshad midi Reb Yeshua. That what? The sabak Reb Shimon. The Gemara says Reb Yeshua holds like Reb Shimon. How do you know? Midi kor lei tame. Reb Yeshua says ibrasa min atame. Beima tohera she ibrasa min atame. Tame means it's a genetically beima tohera and halachically beima tame. So you see, he holds like Reb Shimon. The Omar and he holds like Reb Shimon. Kama avalat oichel b'simen echad. And Reb Yeshua says, if you have simen echod, then you can eat it. Alma, what do you see from the brisa as far as kashrus is concerned? Not as far as b'chom b'hem tohira. Alma, l'boi roshu b'rubo l'hatira b'achila. You see that even if you hold like Reb Shimon, that it call it ben parazasa b'achila, all you need is daim b'miktsa simonim. Ato echo b'simen echod, if it's daim b'miktsa simonim. Then the Gemara is doiche. V'dil masava like Reb Shimon b'chod palagalei b'chod. Maybe he holds like Reb Shimon, but he's more mekel than Reb Shimon. Maybe Reb Shimon would only say they call it ben parah will be kosher if it's daim roshe beruba to the mother. Maybe Reb Yeshua disagrees. Reb Yeshua maybe holds like the Tanakam over there, the daim b'mitzvah siman, and Reb Shimon would require roshe beruba by kashrus just like he requires roshe beruba by the b'chor beheimat Torah.
I mean, why does the simon echad get away zav zagur?
meaning if the Isser according to Yeshua is Al Tzev Zangarim, so even if it's Daimim Mikza Simonim, but there still was an Usser.
No, I think he says if you have a Kolad Ben Poro, it's Daimim Mikza Simonim to the mother, then it'll be kosher. If you had the father's treif and the mother's kosher, then the blood is going to be treif however you're going to slice it. Even a Tohar, it doesn't have to be a Tomei Shenorva, that's what Tyson says later. It doesn't have to be, what's the Lashon of the Gemara? Tomei Shenorva Menatari Bur Menatomei. Tyson says, Lav Davke Tomei Shenorva. Tohar Shenorva Menatari Bur Menatomei. Once the father is a Tomei Gomor, then the Vlad is going to be Zevizagar Masa. Here we hold Zevizagar Mazasa. Kola Tarkul, we hold like Rabbi Shua Zevizagar Mute. And here Rabbi Shua has a Pasuk that Zevizagar Mazasa. He's talking about the father. The father's a Kolad Ben Paro. If he would have been Daimed B'miktzis Simanim to his parents, he would have been Mutter. So that's the Shaila. Is it sufficient Daimed B'miktzis Simanim? They need Daimed Rosh Berubo. So Rabbi Shua holds like Rabbi Shimon, and he says Daimed B'miktzis Simanim. So Gemara says that proves that Rabbi Shua doesn't prove what Rabbi Shimon says. Maybe Rabbi Shimon L'shitasa would say that you have to have Daimed Rosh Berubo. B'dochi, that's the Gemara's Dachir. Dilma Sova L'Kerav Shem B'chor Palgalei B'chor. Maybe Rabbi Shimon is more extreme. Maybe he insists over here also by Kashrus, Chelik Aleph Yerodeh, maybe he'll say the same as Bechor Behemoth Torah, that it has to be Rosh HaBurum. Od Mashma Hasam, at least the Havamin of the Gemara, the Maskana, the Gemara comes out that it's not so, but the Gemara begins like that. The time of the Rabbi Shua, that the Vlad is Asam, Mishum Kesav, Zev, Zagar, Mazasar. So if you say like Rashi, that Kolad Ben Pora, Rabbi Shua holds his kosher, so why is it a Zev Zagarim? The whole Gemara doesn't get off the ground. So true, the Gemara Lamaskana backs that. But the Gemara says Lamaskana and Kola Tarakula Rabbi Shua holds Zev Zagarim as Mut, and here he holds Zev Zagarim as Osir. Not that Behemoth Torah Shin Asabra, but Behemoth Torah that looks like a Behemoth Meh. Why should the Vlad be Osir? There's no reason that it should be Osir. If the father and the mother are both Mutta. So Taisir says you can't say like Rash. Lainitanayon. Bechreach, you have to say they both. Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua both agree with Rabbi Shimon. Shaloi kalacha. We pass and call it Ben Poros Kosher. These two Tanayim both agree, call it Ben Poros Osa. So that's what they say. Lefizeh, afila tohor. Rabbi says over here, Tomish and Olad Menatari Bura Menatam. Doesn't have to be Tomish and Olad, Rasa Tosis said. Well, lefizeh, the way we're explaining, afila tohor and Olad Menatari Bura Menatami is also Osa. Ayin Agamara said, Hach Tishmaitin, the Muki Rabbi, the Tomish and Olad Menatari Bura Menatami. Yeah. What does Taisa say now? So they say the Lashon HaGemara is Lab Davke, Tomei Shenod Menator. Even Tor Shenod Menator, Ibur Menatom is also going to be yours. That line in the Gemara is Lab Davke. Yeah. So what do they say now? Lefizeh, Fila Tor Shenod is also going to be yours. V'hach Tishmait in Ochamol Demuki Rov V'le Tomei Shenod Menator Ibur Menatomei Marinam Yishdoi Mekzas Le'imo Ki Ahi De Rebbe Yeshua. What did Rabbi say? Tomei shenorvad. He says Tomei shenorvad min hatohor, yibura min hatomei. Tomei means that the vlad look. Tosha says if the father is a behemoth tamei and the mother is a behemoth tamei, the vlad is going to be asa bachila, even if it looks like a kosher set. Going to be asa. But what is the Lashon HaGemara? The Gemara has a Lashon, Tomei Shenorvad. So Tosis says, if the Vlad looks like a Tomei, it's going to be, if Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua both hold like Rabbi Shimon. So if the Vlad really looks like a Tomei, even if the both parents are kosher, the Vlad is going to be awesome. So what does he say? Tomei Shenorvad Menatari Bur Menatomei. That's why it's awesome. Why do you have to come out of Bur Menatomei? Even if the father and the mother are both kosher. If the Vlad, it looks like a Tomei, so and the both Tanoim agree with Reb Shimon, that Kolad Ben Pora is Osir, so it's already Osir. So Tosfos says, no, you got to tone it down. A Kolad Ben Pora is Osir, unless it's Daima B'miktsa Simonim to the mother. So that's what Tosfos says here. It says, Tomei Shenorla Menatohor, the Tomei must be Daima B'miktsa Simonim. If it's not Daima B'miktsa Simonim, it says Glat Osir. It doesn't have to be Burim Menatomei, even if Burim Menatohor is also going to be Osir. Because they all hold like Reb Shimon. Rabbi Shua, we don't pass like Rabbi Shimon, but Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Lezer both hold like Rabbi Shimon. That's how the Gemara says here, and in Chorus. So that's what Tosfos says. V'ach d'shmak d'muki rabbi tom shalom matar b'rim atom. This Tommy that was born, marinam shedem and mixes simanim le'imo. Ki the Rabbi Yeshua. Shem hayadayim like it says there in Chorus. Shem hayadayim the gamer the gamal. If it really looks like a gomel, a bona fide gomel, it's not even doimeh b'mitzvah simarim, the eyes, with the nose, with the mouth, it doesn't look like a shor and a parah. I feel the boy menat tohar. Even if the both the zoch and the keva are both behemah torah, it's also going to be also das feel like Reb Shimon. Kiriyukma diyeba mikolo to Reb Shimon. The Gemara said beferish also like Reb Shimon. So why does he say tomei shenavad menat tohar? It's only a tomei that's doimeh b'mitzvah simarim to the mother. The zaga bigger chiddush, even tohar shenorlad. It's a yanachanami. Even if it's a tohar shenorlad benatar viburim benatam, it's also going to be the same thing. Who had didn't have a matzah in the minchah? Tohar shenorlad benatar viburim benatam in the osa. Keeping the seller hotzi climb. The osa mishum zev zegar. Even though the Gemara backs out from that, like the Pnei says, the Gemara backs out that he doesn't hold zev zegar mizos and call it tohar kol. But here he holds zev zegar mizos. So why does Rabbi Taka say tomei? If it's the same then even tohar shenorlad, and the mishum the rakam milsa the Rebbe Shua tomei shenorlad, and rakam nami halchim milsa the Rav milsa the Rebbe Shua. Okay.
Okay.
The father was a kolad ben pora. The father is a kolad ben pora. That's straight baser, and the vlad is a mutation, but not a full mutation. If the vlad would look fully like a bein of tmeya, then it was stambios.
But that's also a kolad ben pora that is its mutter.
Kolad ben para, even if you hold like Reb Shimon, the kolad ben para is also, but sometimes it's mutla. If it's daima b'miktsa siman lima, either daima b'miktsa siman and daima rosha berubu. That's what the Gemara is not sure. By b'char beima Torah, even if it's daima b'miktsa siman, if it's a mutation, it's pasal hakrova. Even as a nidman is a mutation. Even if it's a slight nidman, and it's still daima b'miktsa siman, it's still going to be pasal hakrova. But the shan is, do you have a matnas kuhuna? So then the Gemara says it's a machlekes hatanaim Tanakam and Reb Shimon. How much does it have to be daima that there should be a matnas kuna? So we passing daima b'miktsa simanim, a little bit similar. The eyes, the nose, the mouth, something should be similar. The height should be similar. Something should be similar. And Reb Shimon holds you need rosh v'ruba. But again, to the kashrus issue, a kolad ben para. So the Gemara wasn't sure what Reb Shimon would say. Okay. Is an important basis. So Nachmos, what did the Gemara finally work out? What's just to review the outline? There's a brisa that the Gemara quoted for a different issue. We got about there was a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, the Yedarsh and a Hekish. It says the Tvoch and Mechor one next to the other. So Reish Lakish came up with a ninefold Yedarsh and a Hekish. The only time Mechayv and Mechira is if you could have Mechayv and Tvicha. The only time Mechayv and Tvicha is you could have Mechayv and Mechira. So he feels that this comes to exclude mechira on a behema treifa aliba de Reb Shimon, because he holds shchita sheinibui lav shma shchita. So if you would have shechted the treifa, you would not been chayev. So even if you sell it, you're not chayev. This should also exclude if you do shchita on a behema tmima of a korban. Why? Because karbanos amam gavoy. So there's not nitvas in mechira. Period. You can't sell it. No one can sell it. It's simply not nitvas in mechira. It's not like the ganav is selling the nignav's behema. So it's the mechira is not chal. But the behema lends itself to mechira. Here, karbanos, amam gavoy, don't lend themselves to mechira at all. Reb Shimon just says, "Dava hagram lamam kimam dami." After it's ready, goram lamam. He doesn't say that kolzman. I still have it. I have the ability to sell it. Because dava hagram theoretically, goram lamam kimam dami. It's mine and I can sell it. He doesn't say that. That's the Gemara in the beginning of Pesachim. The Reb Shimon only holds dava shigoram lamam kimam dami. After ready was goram. The kolzman I have it. Nothing happened to it yet. So you don't say kemam adami. You can't be moicherit. So that's what Reish Lakish claims. Since karbanis simply don't lend themselves to mechira at all, behemet mima karbanis don't lend themselves to mechiras. Even if you shechta, you won't be chayvim. And Rabbi Yochanan clearly disagrees. So Rabbi Yochanan brought a brisa that seems to disagree. Seems to say like him against Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish derayed his way out. V'doichik. They more ended off kasha. It wasn't so smooth. The simple reading of the brisa really sounds like Rabbi Yochanan. And Reish Lakish can derive his way out because. But then the Gemara started this new topic. It said in the Braise that we didn't even pay attention to that origin. It starts off in the Braise that if you steal a behema kilayim and you shech di dechayv dalad vehei. So the Minchas Chinuch raised the question, wait a minute, how can it be kilayim? It's a hybrid. So it's a half shorvaseh and it's a half a different min. So it's a half a different min. So either you should only be chayv half dalad vehei, like Matnas Kuhuna, if you have a Tzvi HaBoal HaTayosha, So it's a half behema. The vlad is a half behema, half chaya. So the Gemara says you only give machza of matnas kunas. So he says l'chora over here it's going to be a half set and half a different animal, a half shor and half zibu or something else. Then you only be chayv half dalad behe. Then he raises the pasuk. Maybe you're not chayv at all. Sometimes he say chamisha boka, v'lo chamisha chatzoy boka. Sometimes say afidah chamisha chatzoy boka. And the next daf ain't chesem and beis. The Gemara has cases where you don't pay anything because you have to have a mechora kula bina, tefacha kula bina. So he raises the possibility, then he says, he backs down maybe, raises the possibility, maybe this is a lack of tvachu kulabina, mechor kulabina, because he sold an animal that's only half a sharva set, the other half is a zebu, the other half is a deer. So maybe I should say, you have to have a mechor kula, you have to have the mechir of the whole animal has to be mechai. Here, only the mechir of half of the animal is mechai, so maybe you're not chai bechlal. So, but it says in the braisa that you chai b'dal v'han kalayim, says maybe it only goes kilayim, a hybrid between a kevis and an aes, that they're both set. If it's a this, it's a set. If it's a that, it's a set. So the chiddush is that kilayim, even though kilayim, is still chayv. So the Gemara goes through the whole discussion. Why there is a binyan abav rabbi, kamokim shenema seh, lehotzias haklayim. So the Braisa tells us a chiddush that it doesn't apply here. There's a chiddush. Why taka doesn't apply? So Taisa writes on the last line on the Omid. Maybe because it says shor v'set. Maybe the vort of rab only applies when it only says set. Questionable. Okay. But Kalpani Mar said for sure. The binyanav of rab from A to B, just like A, so to B, this is not B. B is not tovach hamochar because kalayim is chayv. And B is not kachim because I have a separate pasuk. B is not b'chor behemator, I have a separate pasuk. B is not ma'aseh behem, I have a separate pasuk. So what in the world is B? So loyta chachamim B is pinyan petach amartif tevaseh, that kalayim is no good. And according to Rab Lezer, that's how we pass, and that's the end of the topic. And according to Rab Lezer, the Tanna, who disagrees and he says he can do pinyan petach amar apilu shalom b'shavyo. Beseh b'shavyo, of course he can use the tuna fish. But we're talking shalom b'shavyo, he can even be poyed b'kilayim. So according to Rab Lezer, where is going to be B of seh that kalayim is cut out? Oh, there goes this case with the kashrus story. So that's only neat on the hayomer if you hold like Reb Shimon. We don't pass like Reb Shimon. We don't pass like Reb Shimon that the kolad ben par is asa b'achila. So according to us, you can't give that answer. So you have to say like the Tanakama in Pchoriz Daf Yud Beis that the binyanav of Rabbi goes to teach me that pinyan petach hamor purposes, a said that's kalayim is not acceptable. Okay, that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. Then the Gemara has on the top line. Mishlam Melech has a Shaila. The guy goes to buy his Esrig, and you can buy a Kosher Esrig for $60, and he buys Lamahadrin $160. Then a Ganav comes and steals the Esrig and eats it up before Sukkot. So he's left with nothing. So how much does the Ganav have to pay him back? Does he have to pay back $160? Or you say, no, he only has to pay him back $60. Why? A kosher esrig he can get for $60. So the Mishlam Melech discusses this in connection with this Gemara. Yeah, it's not at all the same. The esrig belongs to me. To Shori Bachamar. Let's say a non-Jew buys the esrig. Non-Jew buys the esrig in order to make money. He wants to sell it to a Jew who wants a Mahadran esrig. It's not a shaila that non-Jew owns the esrig in order to be out to the mitzvah. You own an esrig. It belongs to you. What's the value of the esrig? If it's sukkah season, different things. Fur coats sell for more in the winter than in the summer. And summer clothing sells for more in the summer than in the winter. So when you establish the value of any given object, somebody burnt my fur coat, or somebody burnt my summer clothing. So how much does he have to pay? And this kamahu shavit. How much do you have to pay? Kamahu shavit limka bashuk. Limka bashuk has a different price, and the summertime has one price, the winter has a different price. New York City has one price, and Florida has a different price, and Toronto has a third price. And it depends which village. It depends which city. So that's a Mishnah in Erech. And ain't lehegdish on the mekom of a shaita. When you're establishing, hegdish means that someone was magdish, someone was magdish a tape recorder. Lebeis amigdish lebedek abayis. So then what are they going to do with the tape recorder? Hegdish doesn't have to tape anything. So they're going to auction it off to the highest bidder, and then they're going to use the money to paint the beis amigdish. Clean up, paint up, fix it. You're going to do something beis amigdish. So they auction it off to the highest bidder. How much is he? Can he give you a nickel? So the Gizba says no. He wants a minimum bid of what the Shabbos says. You want to give more than the Shabbos, wonderful. He wants a minimum bid. Hegdash Shabbos Shechilal Shabbos put the mechul. That's b'diyevet, but lachatchili not allowed to cheat hegdash. So the gizba has to determine what's going to be the minimum bid. So how does he determine? So he's going to say, well, a tape recorder in South America, in Argentina is more expensive. What does it got to do with Argentina? He's in the Beis Hamikdash. How much does a tape recorder sell for in Yerushalayim when he's auctioning it off? He can't tell me one Alaska costs more. So the gizba wants more money. That's not the Shabbos of the tape recorder. And let's say it's someone who's magdash a fur coat in the middle of the summer. So the fur coat is worth less money. So the gizba will say, no, I want more money because in the winter time the fur coat is going to sell for more. So save the fur coat till the winter and then auction it off. Mr. Gizba, if you're auctioning off in the summertime it's worth less money based on supply and demand. Things are worth different amounts of money. Different places, different times. So that's the Mishnah. Ein lehegdash ala mekom v'shaita. When the gizba determines what should be the minimum bid, namely the shabbos of the item that he wants people to be paid there, so it's determined based on the mokom, the location, wherever it happens to be. Sometimes it'll be Yerushalayim, sometimes the gizba will be in Alaska. Okay. You can have a gizba in Alaska auctioning it off. Doesn't have to always auction it off in Yerushalayim.
Really, I mean, Nezek, you would go kishas the maisa Nezek, or when he's being machzer the dumb?
That's a shaila. What if someone is mazik, someone burns the fur coat? Let's say he burns the fur coat in the winter time when it's worth more money. And then he wants to pay in the summertime, so he gives back a fur coat, the exact same fur coat. But in the summertime, that fur coat sells for less. So he say no, he has to pay back more money. He say no, he gave him back the exact same fur coat that he burnt. So that's a shaila. Is the chiyuv, that's what they talk about in the swarm. Is the ikke chiyuv by Adam HaMazik, is the ikke chiyuv to pay the amount of money, the schum mamon? So you say you have to determine the shavius of the item that he was mazik, lefima koma v'shaita, how much was it worth at the time that he was mazik it? Once you establish the amount that you got to pay, so if you're going to give back in the summertime a fur coat and it's worth less, so you're not yotze. Or should I say, you didn't pay enough, you have to pay more, you have to add on a few more dollars. Or should I say no? The ikechi of mazik is not to pay. The ikechi of mazik is to restore the object, to give him back the exact same thing. In a situation where you can't give back the same thing, so then we say, kesef is kishava kesef. The ikechiv is to give back the same gemara. Not the same gemara, it was burned. The same type gemara, the same type of a tape recorder, the same type of a fur coat. And in the event that you don't have it, you don't want to, so then the halacha permits you to pay money. So if the ikechiv is to give back the same type of a thing, then he gives back in the summertime the same type of a fur coat. That'll be good. So this is a discussion. Rav Chaim has a little bit in a sefer. And the Machne Ephraim has, there's a discussion in the Achrayim, what's the Ikechiyah Bavar Mamazik? So, but let's say over here, let's say a Nochri bought, Nochri's allowed to buy, you're allowed to sell a Lulubin and Essek to a Nochri, there's no other. Unless he wants to disguise himself as a Jewish person and to act like a terrorist. So don't sell him a Kapotah, so don't sell him a Lulubin and Essek. But if the guy wants to buy Lulubin and Essek in order to make money, so Gzunta, hey, let him make money. So it's worth money to him, so he can't say that's a Pella. You can't say, I stole a little bit of an esrog from a religious Jew, and he paid $160 for it, so you're going to say, and I burnt it, I ate it. So you're going to tell me, I only have to pay him back $60, because he can find himself a kosher esrog for $60. What do you mean he can find himself? But kamahu shavalim kabashuk. The thing is worth $160. If it would have been a goy, it would be worth $160. That's mamish mamono. This is his property. The Gemara Shaila is a different Shaila. Boy, Rabbi, Hare Alai Oila. He takes a ned there, Hare Alai. V'ifri Shor. Ubu Ache Begonav. So, Kotchim Shechai Bachri Yusam. Let's say, according to Reb Shimon. Kotchim Shechai Bachri Yusam. So, Dabar Garm Lamamin Kemamadami. The Ganav stole it, so he's ready Garm Lamamin to the Nignav. The Nignav has to substitute. Okay, let's. It's a good question. Let's see. Let's first learn the Gemara, assuming that it's like Reb Shimon. You're right. It's Beferish. This is quoted in the Rambam. We don't pass like Reb Shimon, and this Gemara is quoted in the Rambam. So that's going to be a problem. How is it quoted in the Rambam? How does the Rambam pass it? Perk design of Maiso Karbonis Aloha Gimel. Which way does he say? Oh, no. Other Poshit, where's base? Perk design Aloha Zayin Maiso Karbonis. Rambam doesn't quote the whole thing. Not quoted. The Rambam just quotes like this. A person says, Hare alai oila. So what does he have to bring? So that's a machlokes hatanoim in the Mishnah in the end of Menachos. Menachos daf kufei. Hare alai yovi kevis. He doesn't have to bring a shor which is more expensive, a behemah gasi. He can bring a behemah daki, even though it's much less expensive. He never specified. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah Omer, Yavi Torah ben Yoin. He says, even though he says, Hare alai oila, he could even bring oila soif. And the Tanakhama says no, and Loshan Hakol Bidendorm Halocha Achaloshan Meni Adam, Loshan Meni Adam. That's not included. Torah Ben Yoina. That's not called Stama Oila. So now Ve'at Hashayla. What if the guy said Hare Alai Oila and he's Mafrish Hashor? Then the Shor dies. The Shor is stolen, dies. Can he still potter himself with a Kevis? Or do he say no? Since he was originally Mafrish Hashor, so he's Chay Bachris. He has to give a Shor. So the Rambam says he can still pat himself with the Kevis. But the Rambam never quotes a word from this Gemara. Other Rambam. The Rambam never quotes the Gemara. Oma hari alai oila, v'hif ishor v'nignav, poiteratzma v'seh. He doesn't talk about nignav. Maybe other Rambam. That's the reason why the Rambam doesn't quote nignav, because the whole discussion in the Gemara only goes within Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds that dover agarm l'mamen is kemamen domi. So when I stole the behemoth from the fellow who said, Hare alai oila, so I already was gorim lamamet to him. I was mafsid him mamet. So he's considered the bailamanet. Once it's gorim lamamet for him, dovish gorim lamamet is kimamadami, he's considered the bailim. So he says, I gotta pay Karen in kefel and dalet behe of tavachim mochar. So that's the shayla. How much is the Karen gonna be? So the Karen. He said, Hare alai oilo the hifri shor. The shor sells for $100. He could have been mafrish a kevis. A kevis would have been $50. So the shayla is, and now he can also be mafrish a kevis. The nignav, I stole the shor and I shechted. So the nignav, if he wants now, can also, the Gemara says, he can also give a kevis instead. So that's the Gemara shayla. How much does the ganav have to pay for Karen? So the Gemara says, "Oh, the poshut gana pateratzma bekevis l'rabban b'lasav l'rablos menazari." He gets away with less, since the nignav can get away with less, even though he was initially mafrish ashor. The fact that he was mafrish ashor doesn't become built into his neder. Hari alo, he doesn't have to bring ashor; he can bring a kevis. So even though he set aside ashor, and it gets lost, he's not chay b'achriyus of ashor. The bala korban can bring a kevis now. So Mela the Ganif, it's only Gorim Lamamet to the extent of a Kevis. So the Ganif can be Pater Atzma Bekevis. So the Rambam doesn't quote a word about the Ganif. He only quotes the din that the Nignav can be, the Bala Korban can be Pater Atzma. He doesn't quote the Alpi Pash, because the whole Gemara is only within Reb Shimon. It's a simple way. Huh? Why don't you pay the Karen to Hegdish? So you should pay the whole Karen to Hegdish. Hari alai oilo yovi kevis. I don't know. Maybe the Rambam says he'd pay Karen to Hegdish only by Hegdish better kabayis. We should take a look. Oh. So maybe it's only, maybe that's only better kabayis, which is taka mom and Hegdish.
But says, somebody says, I pay alai, put them in your kaifel. He doesn't say what they did. The same
halakha. Hilchos Geneva. Hagonim Sakam, Hagonim Nichse Hegdish. Elim Shalom Mela HaKerem Bavad. So Nichse Hegdish goes on Berek HaBayis, right? Elim Shalom Kerem Bavad, Shinem, Shalom Shnaim Vela Hegdish. Chayin Hagonim Kotchim at Beis Balem, Bekotchim, Kotchim, and Kotchim Kam, and Kotchim Shein Abalim Chayim Achruisan, because my chayom machriusim hareza potam and akefil mitashlum yaabor v'chamisha shenam v'gun beisiv shalom beis akvayis. Yeah, so it sounds like the Karen you do pay. To whom do you pay the Karen? I don't know.
think the sheet that says that you would pay the carrot to the Hekdesh, it's just talking about the kefil. You have to pay kefil to the byline.
Ah. The Karen you do pay to Hekdesh. The full value, he says. The discussion is only how much do you determine the kefil is. So the kefil is all on the assumption that the assumption that the din is like Rav Shimon. So the Rambam doesn't quote it. Okay. So the Rambam is not going to quote it. Okay. That's one way to solve the problem. Good. But if you steal someone's esrog, that's what the pashtus is. That for sure, that's mamish mamono. The whole discussion only is within davar garm le mamen ke mamen dami, but it's only garm le mamen the lower amount, not the higher amount. So even though he designated originally a shor, it doesn't change the nether. Yeah, what's taket din? Let's say a person gets an aliyah and he says, babusha nada matana le beis haknes, doesn't designate how much. So he can give a nickel? Babusha nada. It says, hare ala oyle yavi kevis. He doesn't have to give a shor yavi kevis. You don't say, if a person says, babusha nada matana, you don't say, since it's not clear whether he means $5, $10, $15, $20, $100, more than $100 he never gives. That's out of the question. So you should say that he has to give the highest amount. That's what it says in Yeridaya. In Hilchas Tzedakah, if a person takes a neder to Beis HaKnesses or to Tzedakah, and he didn't designate how much, if he has in mind 5 cents, so he gets away with the 5 cents, whatever he had in mind. But if he didn't have in mind, his mind was blank, then you have to give the maximum that he possibly could have meant. He never pledges, by an aliyah, never pledges more than $100. Out of the question. Never pledge more than $20, but whatever the case happens to be. So the Harelai Oila, why is Yavi Kevis? Why don't I say that since it's a toss up whether he meant the higher amount or the lower amount, could have meant he didn't have in mind specifically anything. He didn't have in mind, if he had in mind Kevis, so what does Rabbi Lozim and Azariah say? Yotze b'Torah ben Yoima. So obviously he didn't have in mind anything specific. So if he didn't have in mind, what happened to that din in Yeridaya? That's a tosefta. That if he does, if he takes a neder and he doesn't, let's stop it. He doesn't designate whether a larger amount or lower amount. So he says he go lechumah.
Well, there's a difference between the.
Yeah, how can he get? I mean, he. Yeah, but the Gemara says he can still get away with the kevis now.
You see, he said that people like oilers, that he already had in mind. So he was, he thought he was not for sure. Why is that worse? Why should he get away with less if he actually did?
So we say because at the time that he set aside a shor. Yeah. But the time that he took the neder, his mind was
then
blank.
He showed what he meant by that. But usually he would say that.
So you see, not so. So you see, not so. You see, just because he set aside a shor doesn't shed light on what he meant. It didn't happen one after the other.
Yeah.
It didn't happen. It didn't say, Harei Alai, Ola, rather is mafish a shor. Then he's demonstrating that's what he had in mind. Uh-huh. The time he said, today, Harei Alai, Ola, and then a week later he designates a shor. I say just because a week later that's the show doesn't show that that's what he meant b'shas haneder. So b'shas haneder his mind was blank. So if your mind is blank, so why don't you require that you should give the higher amount? Why is it didn't you get away with the lower amount? We got to look it up. Don't know.
But according to the sheet, the Rebbe, you would pay the karen of a short.
Yeah. Whatever it is, that's what you, the Karen, you pay whatever it is. But paying Kefil is based only because you're paying to Hekdesh. But Kefil is based on Dover Garm Lamamin, Kim Mamin Dami, so it's only Garm Lamamin to the extent of a Seh. So that's what the Gemara said. That's all you pay, only to the extent of a Seh.
It seems to be that there's a field between everything else that could be donated to Hekdesh and designated a term, like Harei Alai Ola, versus cash. Zahav Kasef and Ochoshes, where he says it's too much times before that one of Harei Alai Yavi Kevis to the Lost Ben Azariah Omer Otorah Ben Yonah. Too before that it says Hirak regarding Zahav Kasef and Ochoshes, there's a light post, there's a minimum shear, but he says Hirashi the Eini Yodea Ma Hirashi who may be Achiyomar Lo Lachach Niskavanti. So it has.
Why? How come over there you give them? Okay, Rashi. He says, I designated how much, but I just don't remember how much. And it can't be, he didn't designate more than $100. That's out of the question. So he has to give $100, yeah. But why is it if he's blank? He didn't say anything. But with Shinada Matana, he wasn't even thinking how much.
So
there also you go, the Chumra.
With Rashi Tagez, it says, Titen Lo, they should have bo Matana, that we interpret the Torah Shavit Tzav, that Titen is, that there has to be enough that it symbolizes a gift. They should have bo Matana.
This is good. Yeah. So that's a different thing. A matnas guna, you have to give a significant amount, it should be meaningful. going to give him a nickel's worth of reishis hages is not worth anything.
So again, we have a chiluk between product versus cash.
Where do you get such a distinction, though? I don't see that. Okay, we got to look into this. Okay. So what should we do tomorrow? Next Mishnah? No? How many people want to go weiter? I'm going to miss the whole 10 day. I'm going to miss the whole week. I have to go to Eretz Yisrael again for the yeshiva. So I'm going to go to Eretz Yisrael on a Tuesday night, February 13th, I think.
Right,
yeah, sure. So I'm going to give shiur by whatever, if it works. By the, what's it called? By the machine there.
Teleconferencing.
The teleconferencing. Yeah, if it works. I don't know. Last year it didn't work so well.
The first day it was a problem. And the rest was fine.
It was good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
it works for other people. So it'll be up to last year. An hour, half an hour. It's not going to be a 2-hour shiur. No? Maybe? Okay, we'll try. Okay, so we'll do chumash tomorrow. Okay. Thank you.